Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Locos. Hello and welcome into Jackson Field. It is our second straight Copa game, Copa de la Diversión, the Fun Cup. And yesterday, the Lansing Locos had fun, blowing things out with 7 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning, en route to a 10-1 win over Fort Wayne, their third straight victory in the series. And with that, I welcome in the man who's always having fun, except when Liverpool is playing Chelsea close. It's Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there, Jesse. How you doing?
Hello there, Adam. So, Adam, you were on the call yesterday as things went from tense to enjoyable, and this Lansing offense, which had scored that magical number of 7 in the prior 2 games, put up 7 in one frame. This offense is clicking.
Yeah, it's been all about the offense firsthand and getting some runs and getting out in front of Fort Wayne. And yesterday we saw it specifically. It was a tight, low-scoring game. They pitched it well, obviously, in this 3-game win streak. But the Lugnuts has been they've been able to remove some of the nerves with their offense and getting out and taking advantage. And they did that yesterday with the 7-run 8th and take the pressure off the pitching staff to make that a 10-1 win yesterday. So great to see. Guys are swinging at pitches in the zone. They're hitting the ball flush. They're laying off and taking their walks, getting on base. And we've seen that with home runs recently. They're scoring 2- and 3-run and grand slam home runs this week, as opposed to what they had been doing, which had not been getting guys on base.
When it comes to the pitching, yesterday, Yoelvis Del Rosario, so good. Pedro Santos wrapped up another dominant frame. And that brings us into today's starting pitching matchup. Fort Wayne is going to go bullpen by committee. We'll talk about the Tin Caps in a moment. Jake Garland gets his second crack at Fort Wayne.
Yeah, and he pitched pretty well again on Tuesday in the series opener. I mean, against Fort Wayne that first time, he gave up 2 runs. He did have a couple of walks in that one, gave up a home run. But other than that, he looked good against the Tin Caps and gave Lansing a chance to win. They ended up losing that one 3-2. So that's been the key in this stretch. The offense has been there, but good starting pitching to get them off to an excellent start has helped, and hopefully they can do that again today.
Now on the other side, for Fort Wayne, Tyler Morgan getting the ball, the 2023 draft pick. Here we go. Here comes his very first professional start for a man who is an ace starter, Abilene Christian.
Yeah, he's pitched a few times for Fort Wayne, but as you said it, I mean, this is going to be his first time. He was taken in the 14th round this year, and he's a 4-pitch mix. We'll see what he looks like today against Lansing. Someone trying to slow down their offense, because Fort Wayne over the last few days has not been able to do it.
Let's meet these offenses and have a look at the starting lineups. You mentioned that Jake Garland had given up a home run his first time against Fort Wayne. It was hit by the leadoff man. And Jacob Marcy, the center fielder and out of Central Michigan, does bat first again today. Batting second, the switch-hitting shortstop Norwillian Cedeno. Heading third at first base, it's Nathan Martorella. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter is left fielder Graham Pauly. Third baseman Lucas Dunn hits fifth. Batting sixth, the DH Carlos Luis. Heading seventh, the second baseman Jared Dale. He homered already this series. He just rejoined Fort Wayne, having suffered a foot injury in the World Baseball Classic. Heading 8, the catcher Colton Bender, the team barber, receives his first start of the series. And batting 9th, the round off the order, it's the right fielder Kai Murphy. That's Marcy, Cedeno, Martorella, Pauly, Dunn, Luis, Dale, Bender, and Murphy. And they support Tyler Morgan, the right-hander out of Flower Mound, Texas. We remember Sean Weimer. We remember talking about that wonderful flowering mound in a beautiful city. Center fielder Junior Perez leads things off for the Lansing Locos. Batting second, the shortstop Jacob Wilson. Heading third, the catcher Daniel Susek. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitters, the second baseman Brennan Malone. Heading fifth, in right field, Colby Thomas. Batting sixth, first baseman Danny Batista Jr. Heading seventh, DHing, it's TJ Schofield Sam. The eighth hitter is the third baseman, Eribia Angeles. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, it's the left fielder, Clark Elliott. That's Perez Wilson-Susak, Malone Thomas-Batista Jr., Schofield Sam, Angeles Elliott. Adam, you noticed that I did not ask you for a spotlight hitter for the Tin Caps yet. We'll do so now for both of these teams. Choose out one hitter in each of these starting lineups for the two of us to keep a close eye on today.
Yeah, you switched it up. I like it. I'm going to go with Jacob Wilson first off for the Locos. He struggled this week, 1-for-12. He has scored a run, had a couple of strikeouts and a walk, just in terms of getting on base and squaring up the baseball and having it land safely. So let's see if he can have a good game today after a day off yesterday. Jacob Wilson in the two-hole. And to keep it consistent, I'm going to go to the two-hole on the other side. Now, William Cedeno's had an excellent series, 6 hits, 2 doubles, RBI. He's walked a couple of times, stole a bag. Lugnut's going to have to be careful with him. We talk so much about Jacob Marcy, but there's padding there because of how well Cedeno has hit the ball.
I think you and I both, when we look at Fort Wayne's top four and we see Marcy and Cedeno and Martorella and Pauly, we say these guys can impact any pitching staff in the entire league. If Lucas Dunn steps up and helps them out, Carlos Luis, we saw Jared Dale's power. This is a potent attack.
That's why it's been so impressive what the Lugnuts pitching staff has been able to do against him in this 3-game win streak.
Now on the other side for Lansing, you were pulling out the hitting with runners in scoring position earlier today over the course of these last 3 wins. It hasn't been, let's say, a top 3, a top 4, a top 5. Everybody has been getting involved.
Yeah, that runners in scoring position stat, 10 for 28, they're hitting .357, and specifically yesterday they converted, and a lot of it came in that 8th inning, right? But they were 7 for 18 with runners in scoring position. Friday they only had 3 chances, they converted on one of them though, and it was a home run, and Thursday they were 2 for 7. So on top of the pitching, they're getting clutch hits when they matter. So you put the offense together with the pitching and good defense, you're going to naturally start to win some games, and that's what we've been seeing over the last few days.
We've been seeing some home runs. Each of these teams has 12 home runs in this month of August. That ranks behind only the Beloit Skycar for the most home runs hit by any team in the Midwest League this month. It's 75 degrees. I would argue this is perfect. What are your thoughts on will we see more power?
Yeah, I think we're seeing home runs today. Again, Lansing's offense is at another level right now. It's going to be midday today instead of the night. As you mentioned, a little bit chillier, but still, the way the Lugnuts bats are swinging power-wise, I would expect some more home runs today.
Looking over the Midwest League, second half standings entering play this afternoon. Here we go in the East Division. We know it's a traffic jam. The Dayton Dragons are a half game up. They have won their last 3 games. They are 23-18. The West Michigan Whitecaps are 22-18. They had a game canceled against Lake County on August the 6th. That game will not be made up. Then, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. This squad across the field in the third base side dugout wearing the Padres-themed brown and yellow. Fort Wayne is 22-19, half game behind West Michigan. 1 full game back of Dayton. The Great Lakes Loons won the East in the first half. They're in. They're 20 wins and 21 losses here in the second half. Lake County is 17-21. They've had 2 games canceled. They're 4.5 back. And then the Lansing Locos today, not the Lugnuts, on a Copa game. Lansing comes in at 17-24. However, Lansing has won its last 3 games. Lansing is 9-8 at home here in the second half. And you know, overall for the year, that this Lansing squad has the best home offensive numbers in the Midwest League. Well, here they are at home against the Fort Wayne pitching staff.
And today, if they win, Jesse, they would be an even 500 at home through the 54 games at 27-27.
Fascinating. This is going to be a rush to the finish. And we know that Great Lakes is coming in next week. Then Lansing goes to Dayton, welcomes in West Michigan, plays at Lake County. They're not out of things yet, and things are getting busy. Over the West Division, Cedar Rapids won the first half, and they're currently leading the second half at 25-16. There's Peoria, 24-17, 1 game back of Cedar Rapids. They would meet the Colonels in the playoffs should the season end today. It doesn't. Beloit and Wisconsin are tied at 20-21, 4 games back of Peoria. South Bend is 18-21, 5 games out. And the Quad Cities Riverbeds bring up the rear. The record is 15-26, 9 games behind the Peoria Chiefs. Clad in the turquoise and the marigold, the Lansing Locos take the field. There's a youth dream team out there as well, clad in their pink and black. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps out from their third baseside dugout in the brown and the gold, and it's now time for the national anthem. So with that in mind, we send things down to the field.
Well, how about that? Well done down there as the national anthem on guitar, singing, and the snare drum out there with the cymbal as well. Great work. And we are now ready for baseball, the series finale here between the Lansing Locos and the Fort Wayne Tin Cats. Let's get you those standings. Even though Jesse just gave them to you, we'll give you the records. Fort Wayne, 22-19 in the second half, 54-53 overall. While Lansing has won three straight, they're 17-24, 48-58. Game number 107 for the Nuts. That home record, as mentioned, 26-27. We'll see if they can continue it. If Lansing wins today, they would win the series. It would be their first series victory since June 10th at South Bend. So, to let you know if they can do it or not, here is the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yeah, let's find out together, shall we? Cowbells are ringing. We're about to hear those magical two words of play ball. Lansing's defense, Clark Elliott in left, Junior Perez in center, Colby Thomas in right. We've gotten accustomed to seeing those three outfielders, haven't we? At first base, Danny Bautista Jr. Brendan Malone's at second. At short, Jacob Wilson. How dynamic has he been? And at third, Avery Bielanales. Catcher Daniel Susak, down to the field. Play ball declared. Jake Garland, the right-hander on the hill out of Jupiter, Florida. 22 years of age. The 17th rounder last year from Miami. We'll take on Marcy, Cedeno, and Martorella. Our home plate umpire, Jack Wasson. The bases umpire, Trevor Patience. Thank you for joining us. We've got Andy here with us. I'm Jesse. He's Adam. Jacob Marcy bats from the left side. Right-hander rocks and deals. And at 1:04 p.m., the ball is bunted foul up the left side. Strike one to Marcy, underway 1 minute early.
Well, this was it. Pitch two against Jake Garland on Tuesday. He took deep to start off the game.
The wind and the toss. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. And I guess today is going to have to follow a different script.
Not today, Jesse.
About the 1-1. The curveball just inside that big Garland knuckle curve. Jake against Jacob. Jacob Marcy spells his first name with a K. 2-1. Fouled off into the screen. Two balls, two strikes.
I was gonna bring that up the other day. Isn't that a bad omen to, you think your son, when you name him, he's got a chance to be a good ball player? You put the K in there?
I mean, if he's going to be a pitcher, sure. 2-2. That's whacked foul on a lined up the right side. Garland tried to jump in another curveball, and Marcy was ready.
To be fair, maybe that was the hope from the parents, that he turned out to be a great pitcher.
Turns out he's a great center fielder. Mm-hmm. Sixth rounder last year from CMU. Here's the pitch. High fly ball out to right. Back goes Colby Thomas. That ball is off the top of the wall, still in play, and it kicks off into deepest right center. Marcy's around second, checks the rearview mirror, pulls up as he slows into third. He leads off with a triple. And that was all about the backup by the center fielder, Junior Perez, as that ball took a wicked ricochet. Marcy's third triple of the year.
Well, he almost did it again. If that ball is a little bit more to the right, that's a home run. He hit it exactly where the wall juts out to its furthest, down to like 407, and it just hit off the padding below the yellow line. If it hits that yellow in play, it's a home run. And the Lugnuts fortunate that it's not 1-0 already.
Nerwillian Cedeno swings and misses. Strike one. The switch hitting Cedeno, batting from the left side, yesterday drew a couple of walks. The day before that, a single and a double. It's been effective. No score, the pitch. A ground ball down toward first. Here comes Marcy for the plate. Batista Jr. throw in the tag in time. Marcy cut down. Cedeno up to first base in the fielder's choice. We remain scoreless, one out in.
It was a little bit of a delay from Danny Bautista, I think, trying to decide if he was going to go home or not, but it may have actually been, I don't think he thought Marcy was going to come home because he fielded it so cleanly, so he kind of double-clutched and then realized he's going and threw a strike.
Daniel Susak swiping the tag down. Now Nathan Martorella takes ball one low.
So now you see how important it was on a game of inches that that ball doesn't get out because it doesn't turn into a run.
Yes. Cedeno at first, one away. Righty deals to lefty. The pitch from Garland to Martorella. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Big Nathan Martorella, batting third, playing first base, out of Cal. Pitch on its way. Breaks across the outside corner, strike called. You look at the draft last year for San Diego, Adam. In the fifth round, Martorella. Then in the sixth round, Marcy. We could talk about their other picks, but that's a pretty darn good combo for how productive they have been. 1-2 pitch from Garland. On its way. Up and away, runner takes off. A throw down belatedly in third base side from Susak. A stolen base of second for Cedeno. Once again, Lansing's defense late in recognizing.
And Daniel Susak just didn't see it. I mean, he had like looked down at the wrong time there and the perfect time for Cedeno, and then kind of half-heartedly threw to second once he realized that he was going.
There has to be some communication, right? Someone shouting out, mm-hmm. Runner moving. 2-2 pitch. A curveball grounded to second base. Brendan Malone gloves, those to first. Two outs. Cedeno to third. Rampalli steps in, looking to give Fort Wayne the early lead. Top of the first inning. Polly yesterday, 1-for-4, grounded into a double play. Left-handed batter. The deal. Off the outside corner from Garland. Moving that fastball, running it away from him. Pauly comes in hitting .275 with 13 home runs. And the 13th was a grand slam that went beyond Larch Street. He clobbered it. The 1-0 down low. Two balls and no strikes. Lucas Dunn is waiting on deck.
I understand your hesitation. There's so many great adjectives to describe how far and hard he hit that ball.
It was the first pitch to him, and it was no doubt. It was one of those where you didn't have to move. You knew where it was going. 2-0. Off the outside corner, ball three.
Well, not the worst thing in the world here if you try and pitch around him with Dunn on deck. Just the power that this man has, as you're talking about.
13th rounder last year from Duke. Two outs. He takes a called strike across the inside corner. That is not a give up on the plate appearance kind of pitch from Jake Garland. That is a pitcher's pitch, breaking it across the inside corner. Gets it signed from Susak at third base, Cedeno. The deal popped him up out in the center field. Junior Perez coming forward. Jr. is there. He's got the catch. Side retired. Twice, Fort Wayne put a runner at third base. Once that one runner was thrown out at home, the second time, stranded. No runs in the top of the first, and now Lansing is coming up in the home half against Tyler Morgan.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jake Garland posted a zero in the top of the first inning. And now the Lansing Locos are coming up against the righty Tyler Morgan. It'll be Perez, Wilson, Susak, the first three of six consecutive right-handed batters against the right-hander out of Flower Mound, Texas, just drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 14th round in July. Righty deals to righty, Morgan to Junior Perez. So Bunt had to jump back and away from the fastball running in. Ball one. Junior had two more base hits yesterday. His batting average is up to 244. The kick and the toss. Now that's called a strike across the inside corner for the front door breaking ball. I've been keeping track of Junior's stats ever since he opened up the year 5 for 60. Since then, hitting 279. The deal. That's lifted out to center field. There's Jacob Marcy. He comes jogging forward, picked up a little bit of urgency at the end, but he nabs out number one. Harris turned away. Bring up Jacob Wilson. Righty, righty, scoreless in the last of the first. Morgan winds and throws. Strike called across the outside corner by the home plate umpire, Jack Wasson. Jacob Wilson, sixth overall in July. Deal. A chopper up the third base side. Foul ball wide of the bag. Lucas Dunn was covering it just in case to his right. It is Dunn at third. Norwillian Cedeno plays shortstop. At second base, Jared Dale. And at first, Nathan Martorella. The catcher, Colton Bender. Outfield, Grant Pauly's in left, Jacob Marcy in center, and in right field, it's Kai Murphy. The wind of the pitch on 0-2. A bouncing ball weakly struck left side. Dunn charges, scoops, fires, he's out at first base. Two down. Morgan put that pitch right in on Wilson's hands. And Dunn was ready on the attack. So now Daniel Susak. Since returning from the injured list, Susak is 5 for 13, homered yesterday. Righty throws to righty, and that's in there for a called strike. Morgan looks for a 1-2-3 frame. He has now worked 4 1/3 innings as a professional. Lets it fly. Susak breaks his bat, flaring it over first. Martorella can't get there. Falls for a base hit. Susak takes the turn. Picked up out of the pen by Murphy. The throw-in is late. Daniel Susak hustles at the double. So now 6 for 14 since returning from the injured list. And it's double number 18 this year in a scoring position for Brendan Malone. Just like Morgan got in on the hands of Wilson, put that ball right in on the fists of Susak. And Daniel muscled it out over Martorella. Righty, righty. The pitch. Malone takes down and away, ball one. Keep in mind, Brendan Malone 2 days ago came up in this spot, and he cranked out a two-run homer to straightaway center field to put Lansing on top. Locos and Tin Caps, no score in the bottom of the first inning here. He has 6 home runs. Morgan to Malone. Foul tipped into the mitt of Bender. 1-1.
The Locos wouldn't mind another one of those big swings right here.
Brendan Malone has given them some big swings. 11 extra base hits through his first 28 games. A break even. Up high. I mean, Adam, we have seen from this Lansing squad this year, there have been home runs hit. But I would say that the rate that guys like Malone and Colby Thomas have hit them, it's picked up. And maybe it's because they're playing in the summer, but they also have such great power. Hitters count on 2-1. High again, 3-0.
Well, I think they've bulked up their lineup. I mean, remember at the beginning of the year, we're asking who's going to hit the home runs. There wasn't a ton of home run hitters in the lineup. Plus, it's cold. I mean, you bring in all these guys from Stockton that were drafted because of their bats. It's certainly going to be one of the reasons why.
Malone takes ball 4. Morgan missing down. Malone to first. Susak stands at second. And with 2 outs, here comes another power hitter and Colby Thomas.
This has been the difference too, right? They're getting on base. They're extending half innings to allow themselves to have these opportunities with runners in scoring position. Good at bats, not swinging out of the zones. The walks have been up and the base runners have been common.
Thomas takes ball 1 outside. Oh, by the way, for Malone, that was his 16th walk drawn in just his 29th game. So Malone at first, Susak at second, no score, 2 outs, righty to righty. Thomas a check swing, it was down, on appeal, didn't go, says Trevor Patience. 2-0. Thomas yesterday, another multi-hit game. Single and an RBI triple to cap the 7-run 8th inning. He cranked it over the head of the center fielder, Marcy. The 2-0 pitch, high fly ball out to left center field. Did it get enough? That ball is off the top of the wall and still in play. Susak scores. Malone's around third. He comes in to score. Thomas is standing at second with his arms outstretched. He's looking for a homer. Right now it's a 2-run double and a 2-0 Locos lead.
That's a home run. I mean, that's off the railing. That's a home run. That's 100% a home run, and the umpires have got to talk about this because it hit off of the railing, which is above the yellow line. And hopefully this gets changed.
Conklin is saying to Trevor Patience, talk to Jack Wasson. Maybe one of you saw something different. But as you said, the ground rules here at Jackson Field are clear. Hit that ball above the yellow line off the railing. It's out of here.
And Colby Thomas was adamant too, saying that's a home run. The entire Lugnuts bench is saying that's a home run. This needs to be changed.
Craig Conklin is backed up, but he's still in fair ground listening in. The umpires conferred. Colby Thomas looking for his 5th home run of the year. If he gets it, it would be a 3-run shot. There's Tyler Morgan in between the mound and second base, shaking up the baseball. It's all about the umpires searching their memory banks, right? What did you see? What did I see? What did you hear? The ball off the railing. Now they're going to talk to Jonathan Matthews, the Fort Wayne manager. It would seem to me this would indicate they're going to change this call.
That would be the case in my mind, too, because otherwise they would just stick with the call.
And he would tell Craig Conklin, we're keeping it as is.
And interesting, they didn't give a ruling right after meeting.
Well, you know if you change it that Jonathan Matthews is going to want a word anyway.
Yep.
So you might as well beat him to the punch. Home run, Colby Thomas.
Hey, man, I give him credit for getting it right. It initially wasn't the correct call, but they get it right. Colby Thomas saw it. So did the entire Lugnuts bench. And, you know, you've been here all week. It's still tough to read these sight lines, but that hit off the railing above the yellow line. Big-time swing for the Locos.
13th home run of the year, his fifth in the Midwest League. 3-0 Locos lead. Tyler Morgan to Danny Bautista Jr. High, ball one. We get the instant replay here, and that made it clear to see the ball off the railing right above the yellow line. Righty to righty. Strike called across the outside corner. Ball and a strike on Danny Bautista Jr., the first baseman, hitting sixth. Hey, you said that there was going to be more power today. The wind and the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul up the left side. Strike two.
I'm happy that they got it right. Whether it's the Tin Caps or the Locos that are looking at that potentially being a home run, you just want them to get it right, and they did the right thing. Gathered together, talked about it, and made the correct call.
Morgan throws. The breaking ball hangs high. Ball two. Bautista comes in hitting 276 through 95 games. Here's the break even. A fastball up. He swung right through it, and that ends the first inning. First strikeout for Tyler Morgan. But Colby Thomas's three-run blast knocks in Susak and Malone ahead of him and puts the Locos up 3-0 on her way to the second inning from Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, Jacob Marcy barely missed leading off the ballgame with a home run. And then Lansing does go yard, a three-run shot from Colby Thomas. And a 3-0 Locos lead onward into the second inning for Dunn, Luis, and Dale for Fort Wayne against the Locos right-hander Jake Garland. The first pitch is bounced weakly toward third by Dunn. Avery Bielanales puts it in his pocket. Infield single for the Fort Wayne third baseman. Top of the first inning began with a triple. This a little bit different contact against Garland. But a runner is on. Carlos Luis coming up next. Jake Garland started the first game of this series. He allowed only 3 hits through 5 innings. Gave up 2 runs. One in the first inning, a Marcy homer. One in the second inning, an Anthony Villar RBI single knocking in Lucas Dunn. Luis takes ball one outside. In that game, Dunn led off the top of the second inning with a walk, singled to second by Albert Fabian, and then scored on the Villar single. Fort Wayne was on its way to a slender win. They needed every bit of those runs. Over to first base, Dunn back in standing. They beat the Lansing Lugnuts in the opener 3-2. And then they followed that up the next day, scoring 7 runs in the sixth inning and beating Lansing 9-5. Here's the pitch. Up high to Luis. 2 balls, no strikes. That was a game in which Lansing led it 5-2 going to the top of the sixth inning. And so you can look back upon that and say, if there's no big inning, Grand Slam, Graham Pauly, career run homer, Kirvin Pichardo, Lansing could have won 4 in a row going into today. The deal? Fouled away. Up at a sweet level, actually onto the rooftop and rolling over, back toward Michigan Avenue. 2 balls and a strike on the left-handed hitting DH. So Fort Wayne won Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Lansing victorious. Thursday, Friday, yesterday, and here we are for the finale. Garland sets. Delivers. Check swing. It was down. On appeal. Ah, the home plate umpire Wasson makes the call. Strike two for Luis. It went too far.
It's just been great to see this power surge by Lansing. I mean, we're not even an inning, two innings deep, and they're already three runs up on the board.
Throw to first base. Done back in. 13 home runs now in August. But we're just looking at this series and what they have done to Fort Wayne's pitching staff.
There were points this season, Jesse, where it felt like Lansing was squeezing out runs, and it was very difficult to score.
Here comes the 2-2 from Jake Garland. Dunn runs, and it's popped up. Dunn has to put it into reverse. Right side, Danny Bautista Jr. the catch, and Dunn back to first base as Danny turns to check. A pop out by Luis. One down, top of the second. I want to trace this back to Colby Thomas and Brendan Malone getting promoted. I really do think that that has helped out this lineup in a major way.
Agreed. It's added depth. It's definitely added some support for the guys in there, and they are making these pitches pay, and the Lugnuts are getting guys on, too. They're drawing walks. They're doing all the right things offensively.
Righty to righty, Jared Dale swings and misses the off-speed. Dale is playing in his second game with Fort Wayne, and his first, you guessed it, he homered. Homers are the story of the day. The native Australian, Brown Sox pulled up high. Down at first, a threat to run. 3-0 Locos in the second. The deal. Swing and a miss, strike two. I believe that Jake Garland is in rhythm.
I'd say so, too.
Meanwhile, on the out-of-town scoreboard, I believe it's still 1-1 Liverpool and Chelsea. Are they in extra time?
They are in extra time.
An 0-2 pitch to Dale. Dunn takes off, but it's grounded foul. Lucas Dunn twice has gotten good jumps against Jake Garland. Twice has had to head back to first base. The first time was a pop-out. This time he can jog a little bit more casual. Jared, J-A-R-R-Y-D, Jared Dale, 2022 Tin Cap. Lot of speed, lot of power, great defensive ability. Playing second base today. He grounds this pitch towards short. Jacob Wilson flips it to Malone. Bare hands on the pivot over the first. Side retired. 6-4-3 double play. 1.5 complete. All Locos, 3-0, and it's all clicking.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A sparkling double play turned by Jacob Wilson, Brendan Malone, and Danny Bautista Jr. to finish off as the first baseman. Ended a scoreless top of the second inning. And now to the home half. 7-8-9, T.J. Schofield-Sam gets things going. Tyler Morgan's pitch. Dotted in, ball one. The Locos of Lansing leading Fort Wayne 3-0. Schofield-Sam to be followed by Anales and Elliott. Bottom three batters in the order. Righty to lefty. TJ fouls it off to the left side. Caroming off of sweet level, bouncing down. Careful. I get worried when there are fans who that ball is coming down behind them, they're not watching. Back of the head, back of the neck. Watch out. A 1-1. That's pop foul, left side. Lazily back toward the crowd, dropping down. I'm a fan, I believe, wearing an Evan Longoria jersey, picks that up and has the souvenir. Yeah, congrats. 1-2 on Schofield Sam. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Morgan struck him out. Second strikeout for Tyler Morgan. One up, one down, bottom of the second. Adam, I think that you still have something more to say about the double play to end the top half.
Oh, it's dazzling. I mean, a great turn that started with Wilson, who had to range to his left, and then the bare hand play.
Avery Bill Anale swings, fouls back the first pitch, strike one.
I mean, Wilson, somebody just made a great grab.
Without leaving his seat. Yeah, take off those shades. Strike one toss. Oh, the breaking ball high. A ball and a strike.
Wilson and Malone just started playing together. Looked like they had that rhythm down easily, the way that they just worked that turn to get the double play, which Lansing now with 97 this year.
Here's the pitch from Morgan. Avery Bell grounds foul, left side. Strike two. Adam, is the John Stockton-Carl Malone Utah Jazz combo before your time?
I didn't watch him a ton, but knew a lot about him.
Okay. Here's the windup and the pitch. Check swing. Did it go on appeal? No. Ball two. I enjoyed that Brendan Malone started off the year in Stockton. I enjoyed him being Stockton's Malone. Righty, righty. Avery Bielanale is playing third base today. 3-0 Locos. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Did not chase the breaking ball down and away. 3-2 and Avery Biel, the former Fort Wayne Tin Cap, traded by the Padres to the A's last April 2022. Payoff. Ground ball down toward third, grabbed by Dunn. He throws across for out number two. One third baseman retiring the other. So bring up Clark Elliott, the ninth hitter in the order. Another solid game yesterday for Elliott. He had a single, a couple of walks, a steal, and a run scored. Left-handed hitting left fielder, advancing up 3-0 in the second. Morgan throws. Fouled away, up in the air, slicing up the left side, and off to the seats. Remember, this was where the trouble started for Morgan in the first inning. Fly out and a ground out, and then a double, a walk, and a three-run homer for Colby Thomas. Elliott went around too far on the pitch down. That's strike two.
This is where Elliott has massively improved. He's got those walks, five of them this week. He is not swinging at a ton of pitches out of the zone, so I'll be curious to see if he can continue that today and battle back in a count like this where he's down nothing and two.
There's a youngster right behind home plate, poking his head through the railings, watching everything as close as he can. Pitch, down low and inside. He has a cool patterned shirt. He has blue shorts, and he's wearing sunglasses where the frames are that fluorescent yellow. And that, to my mind, epitomizes a Capital City Market Kids Day, right?
He's having the time of his life down there.
What a perfect day for families. 1-2. Fly ball center field. Jacob Marcy tracks it back to his right. He's there. Routing in front of the Miller Lite sign for the catch. On the side retired. A perfect frame from Morgan. Let's go to the third inning. The Lansing Locos 3. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps nothing. Adam Jaxa has the call when we open up the third.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection.
and you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there. To the top of the third, we move at Jackson Field. 3-0, Locos leading the Tin Caps. A sun splash Sunday afternoon here in Michigan State Capitol. Jake Garland trying to work through the bottom two and then back to the top of the card here. Colton Bender, Kai Murphy, and Jacob Marcy. Ready on ready. Here comes pitch one. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Angeles charging to his left, and then on the transfer, the ball flipped out of his mid and hits the infield grass. And Murphy, or rather Bender, is aboard. E5 on Eurybio Angeles. Tough play because he had to come in and to his left, but he made it clean. He just had the ball hop right out. And so the leadoff man is on for a third straight inning for Fort Wayne, yet they trail 3-0. Here's Kai Murphy, the lefty, pitch home. Swing and a miss, chased it outside. One ball, no strikes. That one dropped out of the zone. Good pitch from Jake Garland, former Miami Hurricane. 6'5", 260. Garland wearing number 44 today in his Locos uni. The 0-1. Chopper off the plate, right side of the infield. Grabbed by Bautista. Flip back to Garland. He drops the baseball on the attempted catch. So they're safe at first and second. It was a tricky ball that got past Garland, who was running after it to his left off the mound. But Bautista did a great job backing it up. They both were converging on it. Bautista came up with it and then had a long underhand toss as Garland was getting to the bag. Garland had his foot on the bag, just had to squeeze the mitt, and the ball popped out. So two plays that were picked perfectly, Angeles, Bautista, but didn't complete the process. And a couple of mistakes here. Now, it looks like they are going to go base hit on that one for Kai Murphy. But either way, there's two on, nobody out. Back to the top for Marcy. First pitch outside, ball one. Marcy with the triple, nearly hit it out in his first at bat. Fort Wayne now out hitting Lansing. Tin Caps trailing 3-0, though. Righty on lefty here. The pitch, a little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes. The difference, a Colby Thomas three-run shot to left center field off the railing right above the 20-foot-tall wall that extends from left center to right center here at Jackson Field. 2-0 pitch. Shot foul. Oh, great grab. Takes off the cap, too, in appreciation for the crowd cheer. That went off the ribbon board, and the fan down there just turned around. It came right back to him. Pretty well moving, and he just snagged it barehanded. A pitch home. That's on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes against Marcy. Jacob Marcy batting 11 for 19 in this series. He now has 4 extra base hits after that triple in the first, but was thrown out at home trying to score on the ground ball on the next play. The pitch outside, and we're full. It's a guy that does not strike out often. He draws walks with the best of them. OBP 409 coming into today for Marcy. 83 walks, 76 strikeouts. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Line drive out to center field, down for a base hit. Perez coming up on it around third. Bender comes home. Here's the throw. Susak standing, has it, but he doesn't make the catch. And then the ball gets behind him. Garland unable to get to it quick enough as Murphy advances to third. RBI single, Marcy, and it's 3-1. Locos now in front. Well, Susak was standing casually on purpose behind the plate there, trying to divert from Colton Bender, knowing how close the play was going to be. And it popped in from Perez. He just couldn't pick it clean off the bounce. And then after the tip of the glove, it got behind him. And that allowed Murphy to get the third. The pitch home. Outside, ball one to Nerwillian Cedeno. So here comes Fort Wayne in this third inning. Down 3-1, still nobody out. Runners at the corners. Righty on lefty here, Garland against Cedeno. Pitch two. Right down the chute, strike one. Cedeno reached on that fielder's choice in the first, where Bautista at first base threw it home to get Marcy out. Saved a run. The pitch. Shot through the hole left side, past the diving Angeles at third into left field. In to score comes Murphy. Up to second goes Marcy. And Jake Garland getting hit around here after a couple of bounced balls that weren't able to be collected for outs. And those have come back to hurt Lansing. They've had two errors in this half inning, potentially could have three, and two runs have scored because of it. And now here comes Don Schulze, the pitching coach. So the tough thing, too, is it starts with the bottom of the order, 8-9. Bender, in his first game of the series, reached on an error. Then Murphy was given a base hit. Probably could have been an error, though, because Garland was there to make the out. He just didn't catch the baseball on a bouncing ball to Bautista. And then two hard hit balls from Marcy and Cedeno. And a missed opportunity on a Perez throw home. If the tag is applied there and Susak catches it clean, it's probably an out. It doesn't become an out, and then it gets away. And that error allows Murphy to get to third. So, all sorts of just little mistakes, missed opportunities by the Locos that have let the Tin Caps right back into this game. 3-2 our score, and here's Nathan Martorella. Ready on lefty, Garland goes home. Tap foul, strike one. Diamond lit up in the sun today. Big, thick, cumulus white clouds covering. Sparse between the light blue skies. 75 degrees, hard hit, foul. First base side. No balls, two strikes. It's a beautiful day for baseball. We've had a beautiful week outside of a rain delay a couple of days ago. We've had great weather. 0-2 pitch. That's in there, called strike three. First strikeout is a big out for Jake Garland after the first four had reached safely in this half inning. Maybe that starts to settle things down here. But you still now have to get Graham Pauly. Martorella is really frustrated, coming back to the dugout, shaking his head, looking at his looking at his coaching staff and teammates, saying that ball was inside. Pitch home, lifted out to left center field. Trouble as it drops in for a base hit. Perez cuts it off in the gap. Marcy comes in to score. We're tied at three. Up to third moves Cedeno. RBI single, Graham Pauly, and three of the top four in this order have done damage with RBI singles. Marcy, Cedeno, and Pauly to even this game at three apiece. Lansing trying to win their fourth game in a row. It was looking like a good start. Three-run shot in the first, but Fort Wayne has answered that three-run half inning with this third inning. Here's Lucas Dunn, first and third, one away. Pitch, up high inside, ball one. We talked about it in the pregame. Lansing has not won a series since early June. Been a couple of months. The pitch, Hard hit over the third base side. That ball is down fair and heading to the wall. Backpedaling his way home is Cedeno, who scores. Around third, here comes Paulie. He stops there and will hustle back to the bag. RBI double for Lucas Dunn, his second hit today, third in the series, and Fort Wayne leads 4-3. While this has been the difference in the last few games that the Lugnuts have won, they have controlled Fort Wayne's big half innings. They pitched it really well. Fort Wayne had a two-run inning on Thursday. That is their only multi-run half inning in this three-game win streak against the Nuts. They put up four here in the third and still not done. Carlos Luis steps in. First pitch, breaking ball outside corner, strike one. Lansing now has the infield drawn in, trailing 4-3. Runners at second and third, still only one out. Ready on lefty, the pitch. Hard hit through the hole right side for a base hit and heading towards the wall. Two more runs come in to score. Luis is headed for second. He'll get there and stop with a two-run double. It's a sixth run, third inning for Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne exercising all their frustration over the last three games right here in this third inning, a second time through the order against Jake Garland, in the second time they face Garland this week. Jared Dale, the ninth batter to come to the plate, ropes it over past the diving Wilson at short into left field. The base hits and hard contact just keep coming against Garland. That's four straight hits. And now seven hits in this half inning against him. Remember, this is all after a couple of errors where Lansing could potentially have been out of this half inning. 6-3, Fort Wayne leading. After Lansing put up a seven-run eighth inning yesterday, Daniel Susak is now out there to speak with Garland, try and slow things down as they get an arm warm in the pen. Looks like John Beller just starting his long tossing. So the Tin Caps bat through the entire order one time around. Big half inning for the visitors. Colton Bender takes strike one. Let off this half inning, reached on an E5 from Angeles. Next pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. Before this half inning, two hits had been given up by Garland. And you make some mistakes. Length in a half inning, things can happen. Pitch, that's outside, 2-1. Six runs on nine hits now for Fort Wayne. Thanks to the seven they've had here in this third. The pitch. Breaking ball hangs up. Bender has to get out of the way. And by the way, only two doubles. Everything else has been singles, but they've been hard hit, and they've been finding the holes. Garland's 3-1. That's across the outside part of the plate, and we're full, 3-2. Certainly want to try and get the bottom two here before you have to go try and face the top of this order again. Already six runs deep. Throw back to first, and they've got him caught. It's Dale in the rundown. He's chased down by Bautista, tacked out by Wilson, and they keep an eye over at Luis, who's at third base. Well done to help out your pitcher right there and get that second out. Nice move by Garland to get him. A 1-3-6 put out over there on the pickoff. And again, good heads-up play by the Locos to make sure that they kept an eye on Carlos Luis at third base. So two outs and now a 3-2 pitch. On its way. On the ground, high-hopped in front of the mound, behind second, grabbed by Malone. Slings to first in time. And just like that, it took one pitch and Lansing was able to get two outs in just that short span after they couldn't get three outs through the first nine batters of the half inning. 10 come to the plate, 6 score on 7 hits, and Fort Wayne has their first lead today, 6-3, as we head to the last of the third at Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
The Lansing Locos with work to do now after a 6-run, 10-batter half inning by the Tin Caps, coupled with errors by Lansing to help it extend. And now 6-3 Fort Wayne, top of the order, is due up for a second time against Tyler Morgan. His first pitch in there, strike one, to Junior Perez. Lansing looking to win this series and win a fourth straight, but now trailing. Pitch home. And high, shallow left field, backing up the shortstop, Cedeno underneath of it, trying to find it, now does as he comes in a couple of steps deep on the grass, and there's one away. So Perez getting under that one from Tyler Morgan. And now here comes Jacob Wilson. Wilson, the first overall selection by the A's this year, 6th overall. 0-for-1 today. First pitch. Reddy takes it down low outside. Seems to be pressing a little bit. Just 1-for-13 this week. Getting behind in a lot of counts, 0-2. But there he takes one out of the zone. It's the 1-0 pitch. Roped foul, third base side. That one heads up over towards the Pepsi porch. He talked to Wilson the other day. Said, yeah, I'm not playing my best right now. His defense has been superb, but that bat, once it starts to get going, look out. 1-1 pitch, down low. The good thing for Wilson, he sees it so well. He gets contact on the baseball. They're just not falling for hits. 2-1, checked it. Ooh, bottom of the zone, called strike two. Digs back in from the right side. Open stance, front toe tapping. 2-2 pitch. Reached on and hit over weakly towards third. Charging is done to his left. Throws on the run and just in time. Up on a leg was Martorella to get it. The second time that Wilson has hit it out to third base on the ground. The second time he is retired. So with two outs, here comes Daniel Susak. This is how the Lansing rally began in the first with two outs. Susak got aboard, and then a walk to Malone, and then a Colby Thomas three-run shot. 6-3, though, Fort Wayne doubling up the Locos. Ready on ready, first pitch. Check swing called, strike one. Again, we mentioned Lansing hadn't given up more than 2 runs in a half inning over the last 3 games that they beat the Tin Caps. They gave up a 6-run half inning today. The pitch. Up high, 1-1. So maybe not their best pitch day. Can their offense, which has been explosive lately, help them get back into this game and win? The pitch. Down low, 2-1. Right now, Tyler Morgan looks good a second time through the card. Trying to get the top three hitters. 22-year-old Seton throws. Down low, 3-1. Four-seam fastball, changeup, slider, and a curveball for the Flower Mound, Texas native. The suburb right outside of Dallas and Fort Worth. 3-1 pitch. Down low, ball four. So there we go again. He gets two outs, and Susak reaches. The Lugnuts have another two-out rally in them. Brennan Malone certainly capable of doing some damage. 3-for-18 in this series with 5 runs scored. A couple home runs. He's knocked in 5. 4 walks and just 2 strikeouts. Before we get to Malone, going to get a visit from the manager here for Fort Wayne, Jonathan Matthews. And we are going to get a pitching change as well. So, on a bullpen type of day, that is going to be it for Tyler Morgan as they make the change here. No surprise, they don't want a repeat of what happened in that first inning. So it's Carter Lowen that comes in. Will be the new man on the mound. And he will get to face Brennan Malone here. 6-3, Padres High A affiliate, Fort Wayne Tin Caps leading.
Highly dependable veteran, signed him as an undrafted free agent in the pandemic year of 2020. And Lowen, Adam, through 10 appearances this year, 18 innings, 10 walks, 19 strikeouts, a .268 batting average against. We've seen him before.
We'll see if the Locos can get to him. Out of Vancouver, 24 years old, and comes from Hawaii. So Susak at first, two outs, and here comes Brennan Malone as he crosses home plate on the right side. He steps in the box here, number 7 on the back of his Locos uniform, turquoise and that marigold. Ready on ready, the first pitch. Popped up right side of the diamond, foul territory, and heads up into the suites. And there it is for one of the fans. A half effort there, trying to get out of the way, slash shield from the ball hitting them, and it bounced right into the other suite for another fan. 0-1. That's outside. It's a 5-pitch walk for Malone in the first inning. 6-3, Tin Caps leading top three. Out hitting Lansing now 9-2 after that 7-hit top of the third. The pitch. On the ground, over towards third. Dunn has it, sets, throws across the diamond in time. And there will be no two-out rally this time for Lansing as they leave one stranded. Susak's walk. We head to the fourth. Lansing trailing Fort Wayne at Jackson Field, 6-3.
The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Three innings complete, and it's Fort Wayne in front 6-3 as we bring you back to sunny Jackson Field on this Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone, August 13th, 2023. Today, game number 107 of the 131 the Lugnuts will play this year. Jake Garland back on the hill. The right-hander kicks and throws. Swing and a miss, strike one. Ty Murphy at the plate, the nine-hitter. He'll be followed by Jacob Marcy and Nerwillian Cedeno. Tin Caps just had that six-run inning. Pitch sent out to center field, up in the air. Perez trotting back to his right. Has room to make the catch, and there's one away. Well, interesting to see how Jake Garland bounces back after that six-run, seven-hit half inning. But also remember that it was mostly singles, and it was all aided because of a couple of early errors on the first two batters of that half inning. Here's Jacob Marcy from the left side, 2-for-2 today. The pitch home, down low, ball one. Marcy halfway to the cycle through his first two at-bats with a triple and the RBI single. 1-0 pitch, slashed out up in the air to Junior Perez. Same spot as Murphy's ball, and same result. Perez makes the catch, two gone. Reminder, after we conclude today's game, the league-wide off day tomorrow, and then the Great Lakes Loons will come in for six beginning on Tuesday. Two-week homestand for the Nuts. A pitch home. That's down low, ball one to Nerwillian Cedeno. This after a long road trip out in Iowa the last 2 weeks, so well-deserved for the Nuts to get a chance to sleep in their own beds. Stick here in Lansing before they head back out on the road in 2 weeks to visit Dayton. 1-0 pitch. That's down low, two balls, no strikes. Crazy to think we do not have a ton of baseball left. Season is almost over. The pitch. That's outside. Three balls, no strikes. Just four series remain. The pitch, that's down low, four straight out of the zone, and that the first walk that Garland has allowed. Comes with two outs in this fourth inning. Now Nathan Martorella. Fort Wayne leading 6-3. So as we mentioned, next week it's Great Lakes coming in for six. Then it's Dayton on the road for six. And then the final homestand begins on August 29th against West Michigan for six. Pitch home. Walloped out to right center field. This one is heading for the gap, and it's down for a base hit towards the wall. Around second, Cedeno speeding to third. He comes in to score. Into second with an RBI double is Nathan Martorella. 7-3, Tin Caps. What a swing right there for Martorella. The third double hit today against Jake Garland. Again, the Tin Caps continue to empty their frustrations as they just have not been able to score many runs over the last 3 days. They now have seven runs in the last two half innings. And again, Don Schulze pacing his way out to the hill. By the way, just to conclude, Lansing will wrap up the season in Lake County at Classic Park, just to the east of Cleveland. So the final day of the regular season, September 10th, and that's it. So after today, just four series left to go fall is nearly here as we're midway through August. We're starting to see college football and the National Football League take over sports-wise. Certainly, that will be the talk of Lansing as Michigan State gets going. It's crazy how long the summer is, but then how quickly it comes to an end. All right, here's Graham Pauly. Ready on lefty, the pitch home. Swing, and that is foul tipped, held onto by Susak. Strike one. 7-3, Fort Wayne. They've already collected 10 hits now against Jake Garland. Remember, he gave up just 2 runs against the Tin Caps on Tuesday. 0-1 pitch. Outside corner. Called strike two. So, second time around against Garland, and the Tin Caps have been very effective. Garland trying to get out of this half inning with only one given up. 0-2. Down low. Pauly today already with an RBI single in the third in his second at bat. As for Fort Wayne already. The third time through the order coming in this fourth inning tells you how good they've been offensively. Continuing to move the line along. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. One strikeout today for Garland. One walk. 10 hits. And 2 lug nut errors. Not the cleanest of games to start here for Lansing. 2-2 pitch. On the ground, hit over towards Wilson to the left of second. He's got it behind the back. Shuffles, throws to first in time to get Graham Pauly. So a good final defensive out there, but it comes following an RBI double from Nathan Martorella, who brought in Norwillian Cedeno on the walk. And it is now 7-3 Fort Wayne as we head to the bottom of the fourth at Jackson Field.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're off to the bottom of the fourth here at Jackson Field. Lansing trailing now 7-3. Tin Caps have scored 6. And then tacked on one more in the fourth to give them the 4-run advantage. Lansing with 5, 6, and 7 coming up. Colby Thomas, first pitch. One hopper over to short. Throw high to first, but Martorella stays down on the bag as he rises up. Makes the catch. And there's one away. So that brings up Danny Bautista Jr. Danny 2-for-17 in this series. And a guy that does not strike out much. Struck out in his first at bat. 7-3 Tin Caps. Here's the pitch. Down low from Carter Lowen. Time for some trivia here in this fourth inning. Next pitch. On the ground to the shortstop. Backhanded by Cedeno to his right. Throws over to first. This one much easier for Martorella. Had to bend down a little bit. There's two away. So on Thursday, A. Aribio Anjeles hit the first grand slam of the year for Lansing. They hadn't had one since last year's season. So your question today, who was the man that hit that last Grand Slam before Angeles? Pitch. That's up high, ball one to TJ Schofield Sam. That came last year. Who was the last lug nut before Aribil Angeles on Thursday to hit a Grand Slam for the Nuts? Pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. You can email in to the broadcast booth with your responses. JGoldstress@LansingLugNuts.com. A pitch. That's inside. Two balls and a strike. Or you can tweet at us, at Adam Jackson, at JGoldstress. We'll answer that question for you in the seventh. 2-1. That's up high. Three balls and a strike. To give you a hint, too, that last Grand Slam before Aribil Angeles, it came on the road. Pitch home, swatted up in the air, third base side, and that is out of play. Three balls, two strikes. So we may even give you a bonus and give you the last Grand Slam that happened at home before Angeles. We'll test Jesse's memory in the seventh, but I believe I remember that one, too. 3-2 pitch. Line drive out to center field, falling, but Marcy has a shoestring catch running into his right. Another great grab. He is a tremendous defensive center fielder, and he takes away a base hit. What would have been the third today for the Nuts instead is a 1-2-3 fourth. And we will head to the fifth, 7-3, Fort Wayne leading. Jesse Goldberg-Stressler back on the call.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four innings down, fifth inning bound in Michigan State Capitol. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler and Adam Jaxa here. Glad to have you along here with us. It's 7-3 Fort Wayne on top of the Lansing Locos. And the first offering, Lucas Dunn. Swing and a miss on the off-speed from John Bellard. Bellard takes on Dunn, Luis, and Dale. 5-6-7 batters in the order. Lefty deals to righty. Broke it inside. One ball and one strike. Adam, I gave you the call at 3-0. What happened?
Well, you also gave me the call at 3-1 yesterday, and I helped the cause. So
you sure did.
I couldn't do it 2 days in a row.
It was 10-1 when it finished. Back to a breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike.
Second time through the order, Jesse, paid to be very difficult for Jake Garland, and really the couple mistakes at the beginning of that half inning by Lansing's defense also were traumatic.
Bellard's pitch. Lifted high above the home plate circle and back of home plate. Catcher Susek spots it and catches it right next to the Lansing on deck circle. Lucas Dunn is out number one. Well, things went sideways on Jake Garland. And the Lansing defense Six runs in the top of the third inning. Nathan Martorella added the RBI double in the top of the fourth inning. So looking for a zero here and seeing if the Lansing offense can go right back to work. They've been quieted. Tyler Morgan, then Carter Lowen. Carlos Luis and a lefty-lefty matchup. Takes a caught strike across the outside corner. Adam, do you know about the London, Ontario Tin Caps?
No, I don't think I do.
We have a youth team here. Luis swings, fouls this pitch back into the screen. Connor Lowen on Fort Wayne is from Vancouver. TJ Schofield Sam on Lansing is from Brampton, Ontario. This team is from London, Ontario. And I was just talking to John Nolan, one of the voices of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. They are the Tin Caps. 0-2. Down and away. Ball at two strikes Carlos Luis. Well, apparently, the London Tin Caps, the youth baseball team, every year they make sure to come to Parkview Field for a game, and they choose out a road game to support the Tin Caps on the road. Tin Caps supporting Tin Caps. One out, nobody on, 7-3 Caps. The pitch, the breaking ball up and in. Two balls and two strikes from Beller.
Well, they picked the best venue in the Midwest League to come and visit.
Looking for this team. Seeing if I can spot a team that looks like, oh, there would be the Tin Caps. And I think I spotted them right behind the third baseside visitor's dugout because, of course, foul out of play left side. There they are. There's a group of youngsters and their coaches. And they're wearing their Fort Wayne Tin Caps. It's that gray cap for the crown and the bright red brim. So the story goes, there were two youth teams. Beller's 2-2, first to Luis. On its way. Lifted foul, out of play to the left side. There were two teams in London, Ontario. One team wore green, one team wore red, and they merged. Now that they have merged, their colors are now green and red. And Adam, they thought, well, we should name ourselves after a team that is green and red. Quick. Can you name any teams that are green and red?
The Tin Caps.
2-2. Popped high out of the air, left side of the infield. Third baseman Anale, shortstop Wilson. It's Anale's down the line with the catch. Luis is out number two.
Also the Great Lakes Loons.
Well, sorry, Great Lakes. They chose the Tin Caps. And because of that, they chose Fort Wayne. And they have supported the Tin Caps ever since. And I love this. That coming out, cheering them on in the Summit City and cheering them on here in Lansing, Michigan. You figure London to Lansing is not actually that bad of a road trip. Lefty to righty, Jared Dale. First pitch from Beller. Ball one low. We think about when the Lugnuts were Toronto Blue Jays affiliates, and we would get Blue Jays fans right across the border.
I'm struggling to come up with red and green professional teams.
Right?
There's just not a ton of them.
The New Jersey Devils? 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
They're red and black, aren't they?
Yeah. At one time, they were red and green. And you're right. They've expunged the green from their record.
The Bucks used to be like a maroonish and green.
They sure did. I don't think they are anymore. The 1-1 stays outside. At the very least, they don't emphasize it. It's like a color blindness test, isn't it? When your colors are red and green.
Yes.
Well, it's the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. So, hello, London Tin Caps. Welcome into Lansing, Michigan. Tin Caps are up 7-3. The 2-1 is waved at and missed. Strike two for Jared Dale. John Beller, one strike away. From a 1-2-3 fifth inning.
You don't usually see two primary colors together.
Well, green is the secondary color.
Is it?
Red, blue, and yellow are the primary. Shot on the ground, foul up the left side.
All right, I guess I learned that. I thought green was primary.
The secondary colors are green, purple, and orange.
Yeah, you're right.
I've got my kid books that you know I read to Alon. And one of the chief lessons that these books have is, hey, red and blue makes purple. Blue and yellow makes green. Yellow and red makes orange. Primary, secondary.
Looks like I need to go back to school.
The board books. 2-2. Fouled off into the netting. It's funny what youth authors think are the most important lessons for toddlers. Not too many books teaching the infield fly rule. A two-ball, two-strike pitch to Jared Dale. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. John Bell records the 1-2-3 fifth. Halfway to the house, go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps, supported by the London Tin Caps, lead 7-3.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Aribiel Angeles leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for Lansing. The bottom part of the Lansing order, Angeles, Elliott, then the leadoff man, Junior Perez. Carter Lowen opposes, and the first offering bounces in, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. We hope that you are doing well. Righty versus righty. This is a bullpen game for Fort Wayne. Lowen, the first reliever utilized for Tyler Morgan. Swing and a miss. Poured the fastball past Aribiel. One ball and one strike. Adelaide's grounded out to third base his first time. The deal. Hits it in the air out to center field. Stays up there for Jacob Marcy to his left. Retrieves with one hand. One gone. Adam, I tell you what. When this ball game opened, the bottom of the first inning, two outs, Susak doubles, Malone walks, Thomas homers. I'm thinking it might be more of the same. But credit Morgan and now Lowen, Lansing's offense has been quieted.
Especially with how Fort Wayne has struggled really with their bullpen as compared to how good their starting rotation has been.
Ball one outside to Clark Elliott.
And you couple that with how well Lansing's offense has been running here over the last couple of weeks. But they've shut them down so far.
His pitch is fouled up in the air and out of play left side. Ball and a strike on Clark. Glide out to center fielder Marcy his first time. 7-3, Tin Caps the lead over the Locos. Carter Lowen, 6'4", 240 pounds. Fires. Fouled back. Do you know the name Adam Lowen? So growing up in Maryland, when the Orioles selected him fourth overall, that was back in 2002, that was seen as a sensation. Pitch, ground ball right side, one hop, speared by Martorella, turns about and feeds the pitcher Lowen in covering. At number two. The Lowen baseball family in Canada is one of royalty. And though Adam Lowen did never end up capturing all that was hoped for from him, played 5 years in Major League Baseball. They've been huge in terms of Canadian baseball overall. L-O-E-W-E-N. Carter Lowen fires. Junior Perez takes ball one. As determined by the home plate umpire Jack Wasson. No hits for Lansing since the three-run homer by Thomas in the first inning. They were up 3-0 at the time. They're down 7-3 now. Ball one to pitch is yanked Lowen away. Two balls, no strikes. Tell you what, too. When you go into a game expecting a Johnny Holstaff kind of day, and Morgan and Loan are easing the burden. Fly ball, center field once more. Another chance for Marcy over to right center, called off. And it's Murphy who takes it in. Paris is the final out. And once again, a 1-2-3 frame. Fort Wayne pitching. We're going to the sixth. It's still 7-3 Tin Caps.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
John Beller gets back to work for the Lansing Locos. 7-3, the Locos trail. Beller against Bender, followed by Murphy and then Marcy. 8-9-1 for Fort Wayne. Clad in the Padres-themed brown and gold. Brown and gold or brown and yellow? Brown and gold, right?
Yeah, I'm going gold. I think it's gold.
We're ready. Lefty Beller, right-handed hitting Bender out of Lebanon, Connecticut. Out of Quinnipiac, drafted in the 10th round 2 years ago. Pitch, strike called on the outside corner. Bender grounded out to second base, his first time up. That was leading off the top of the third inning. Third inning that ended up with 6 Fort Wayne runs scoring. Here's the pitch. That's lined past the first baseman, Batista Jr. Base hit down the right side, picked up by Colby Thomas. And Thomas gets it in. That's a leadoff single for Bender. You don't expect a right-handed hitter to put the ball to the left of the first baseman, but that's exactly what he did. Fort Wayne is double-digit hits. That is their 11th of the afternoon.
And there was no bend to that.
No.
It was a straight-line drive for Mr. Bender.
Kai Murphy now, the left-handed batter. Beller looks at Bender, deals. Murphy shoots it up the middle. Beller lost his glove, and the ball goes into center field. Now, Paris throws it in. It's another base hit. And that's dangerous for Beller, as Wilson gives to Malone. It's back-to-back singles. If a player throws their glove at a ball and the ball gets struck, a hit ball, the penalty is 3 bases. But John Beller simply lost his glove as that ball sizzled by him. That's one of those weird quirks of the baseball rulebook to stop a guy. Let's say you're playing left field, you know that a ball is going to be a home run. You throw up your glove, you stop it from going over the wall and onto home run hill. Beller to Jacob Marcy, 2 on, nobody out, 7-3 caps. Lefty to lefty. It's bunted foul, left side, strike 1.
What's the ruling right there if you don't intend to do it? Is it still count if that would have made contact?
No, I think that the umpire would say there's no intent. That's fine. Now, let's say you use an article of your equipment, like for a catcher, and use your mask to play the ball. That's an extra base. There are also all sorts of weird ins and outs of the rule book. Strike 1 pitch to Beller. Line drive, base hit, right field. Colton Bender around to third base, and that is all. Colby Thomas gave a look, lobs it into Batista. That's 3 consecutive singles for Fort Wayne, loading the bases for Nerwillian Cedeno. Nobody out in the sixth inning.
Again, Fort Wayne is exercising all their frustration today after 3 days of not doing much offensively. scored 4 runs on Thursday in the loss. Yesterday they scored just 1 run. A couple of days ago they had 3 runs. They had had 1 multi-run half inning in this 3-game stretch where the Nuts had been dominating. And they already had the 6 runs earlier, and they just continue to get base runners, get hits, 13 of them today now.
Out to the mound, the pitching coach, Don Schulze. And in the Lansing pen, there's action. It's Kumar Nambiar warming up. Kumar's father is here in the ballpark, as well as his grandmother, visiting from Toronto. Just talked about London, Ontario. Coming in from Toronto, Ontario, and before this homestand, she had not seen him pitch since 2018. Right now the question is, when he comes in, what kind of situation will it be, and what will the score be? It's 7-3 right now, Fort Wayne. Here's Beller's pitch. Cedeno takes a called strike. Marcy at first, Murphy at second, Bender at third. And if you think that I'm not going to get tongue-twisted by having Bender and Beller out there, you're sadly mistaken. I can get tongue-twisted on less. Beller's 0-1. Swing and a miss on the slow breaking ball. Strike 2 for Cedeno.
I was going to tell you, it sounds like a law firm, Jesse.
Beller and Bender, or Bender and Beller?
I mean, either one. I think Beller and Bender, though, is the correct way to go.
I think we need to throw in one more of one of theirs. Beller deals. Swing and a miss. Now William Cedeno's gone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Beller whiffs him for at number 1. I think you would go Beller, Beller, and Bender.
There you go.
Growing up, there was a dentist's office near where I lived, and it was McCarl, 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 and McCarl. And then one of the McCarls got married and changed her name. Nathan Martorella, lefty to lefty. That's up high. You don't hear too many broadcast teams referred to by their last names. Jackson Goldberg Strassler. Broadcasters. Doesn't work as well as attorneys at law. 1-0. Low, ball 2.
Yours is a tough one because you got the hyphen.
That's true.
We don't need 3 names. We already have the 3 names with 2.
With broadcasters, though, think about sports talk shows. They generally go either full name or you go by first name. It's familiar. The deal, up high and inside. Beller's behind Martorella. 3 balls, no strikes. Next door to us, we've got Nolan and Decker. Or maybe Decker and Nolan.
Alphabetical there, Decker and Nolan.
Calling the game for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. 3-0 to Martorella. He swung away and he missed the off speed. John Beller pulled the string on him 3-0 as Martorella was trying to break it wide open. Strike 1. Nathan Martorella, last at bat, ripped an RBI double out to right center. And this at bat on a 3-1. He takes ball 4 low and away. That forces in a run. 8-3 Fort Wayne. Bender in. Murphy to third, Marcy to second, and Martorella up to first on the RBI base on balls.
Pitching has just not been as tight today for the Lugnuts, and no. You got to give credit to Fort Wayne. They've made them pay.
So Graham Pauly, who hit a grand slam earlier in the series on Wednesday, first pitch, swing and a miss, strike 1. Big breaking ball down and away, and he chased it. The deal, low and away, 1 ball and 1 strike. Fort Wayne looking to try to blow this thing wide open, up 8-3. 1 out. The pitch fouled back over the screen. Ball and 2 strikes on Pauly. Murray. Murphy at third, Marcy at second, Martorell at first. Here comes. Fouled away down the left side. Alice, we're in the Midwest League right now. West Michigan and Great Lakes and a good one. It's 2-1, top of the fifth inning from Dow Diamond. Gage Workman is back with West Michigan, Adam, and he's been doing some big-time stuff after struggling with the bat in Double-A. Beller throws. Paulie goes down swinging. Well, a strikeout, a walk, and a strikeout after the first three batters singled to begin this frame. There's two outs for Lucas Dunn. Right-handed batter against the lefty, Beller. Naviar is ready in the pen, standing there with his left hand on his hip, watching. Beller goes to work. Pitch number one. Strike called inside corner. If Beller gets out of this, there is the disappointment of the bases loaded walk, but I would still say that he would have limited the damage. He goes single, single, single to start it. Fort Wayne wants more than one run. And 0-1. Shot up the middle off the mound. Base hit center field. Well, they get more than one. Murphy scores. Marcy scores. Martorella stops at second. Perez plays it into short. Two-run single Lucas Dunn. 10-3 Tin Caps.
Lucas Dunn having himself a day. Driven in three hits. For a guy that was 1-for-16 in the series coming in, he is having himself a great afternoon.
And here comes Craig Conklin. And there will go John Beller. As you said, Fort Wayne is working out its frustrations today, and Lucas Dunn especially. So Beller ends up going 1 2/3 innings. Right now, 4 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, still a couple of runners on, inherited by Kumar Nambiar. Back to the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard. Elsewhere in the East Division, Lake County is taking on South Bend. They're first working at completing a game that was suspended from 2 days ago. It's 1-0 Captains. They're right now in the bottom of the second inning. After that one concludes, they'll play the regularly scheduled game. I told you about West Michigan leading at Great Lakes 2-1. Dayton's trailing early in Wisconsin. 3-run bottom of the first inning for the Timber Rattlers, up 3-0 on the Dragons. Those are your top competition for Fort Wayne right now in terms of Dayton and West Michigan, with Lake County behind. And staying in the West, Peoria and Beloit, scoreless bottom of the second, top of the third, Quad Cities 2, Cedar Rapids 1. The tantalizing thing, Adam, for the Lansing Locos, you and I have looked at this team, looked at their talent, and said, could they make a run? How will things go? And what they're searching for is consistency. We'll see great performances all in a row, but they've won 3 games in a row, and right now today is all Fort Wayne.
I mean, it's a frustrating feeling, right? I mean, you think about today, you got to have that competitive nature of knowing, hey, guys, we have not won a series since June. We have a chance. We have Fort Wayne on the ropes here, and you've come out and given up 10 runs on 14 hits. That's just not good enough today, and this team is, they seem to be right there. The talent is there, but they just have not been able to get over the hump. They've been playing average baseball, winning some, losing some, splitting series throughout the season. And it's, I'm sure, a frustrating feeling in the clubhouse because they are right there but haven't been able to break through yet.
Well, Dunn at first, Martorella at second. 2 outs. The batter's Carlos Luis. Lefty-lefty, Kumar Nambiar's pitch. Strike called across the outside corner. Nambiar out of Larchmont, New York. Black Sox pulled up. At 0-1. Fastball broken bat, lined right to the shortstop, Wilson up the middle. Side retired. Fort Wayne tallies 3 times in the top of the sixth inning, and the lead grows to 10-3. 2 left as we go to the bottom half. This is Lansing Locos Baseball.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up. to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The deficit that faces Lansing going to the bottom of the sixth inning is 10-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 2-3-4 batters, Jacob Wilson, Daniel Susak, Brendan Malone against the big righty Carter Lowen. First pitch, Jacob Wilson takes a called strike one. Wilson twice is grounded out to the third baseman Dunn. Open stance, the deal. Line drive pass, blown up the middle, past the second baseman Dale. Base hit center field. Marcy relays it in with the left hand. Lead off single for Wilson. Lansing's first base hit since a first inning three-run homer by Colby Thomas.
Maybe that can get him going, Jesse. You're right. I mean, they've been putting pressure on these Fort Wayne Tin Cap pitchers in this three-game stretch and just have not done it today.
Mm-hmm. Fastball inside for ball one to Daniel Susak. Wilson trying to ignite something. Lansing's third hit of the game. The pitch. Susak takes a called strike inside corner. A 1-1. He is doubled and walked. You know as well as I do. Daniel Susak gets his hits and gets on in bunches. Fort Wayne plays for two as Susak takes a called strike across the outside corner. The low and fastball. On the count is 1-2. 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Tin Caps. The deal? Down and away. That pick first base. Wilson sprawled back in safely. 3 runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for the Locos. The rear-end homer in the first inning by Thomas put Lansing up. 6 in the top of the third for Fort Wayne. Followed by a run in the top of the fourth. The pitch, a ground ball down toward third. Off the glove of Dunn, trickles into left field. Wilson dashes around second, on his way for third. No throw by Paulie. First and third for the Locos, and nobody out in the home sixth inning. Error, Lucas Dunn.
Well, it had been the errors that have helped out the Nuts in the last few games where Fort Wayne had committed multiple. They hadn't commit one yet today, but they had 4 yesterday. They had 4 2 days ago. And maybe that little error there opens up the door for Lansing because they had a couple of mistakes early in that third inning, and Fort Wayne went on to score 6 runs and really changed the complexion of this game.
Lowen's pitch hit high and foul out of play to the right side. Strike one to Brendan Malone. You don't have to score 7 here. You just want to start to get back into it.
You got to change the momentum.
Mm-hmm. The pitch, strike 2 called outside corner. A walk and a ground out for Malone. He scored with Susak on the Thomas first inning round tripper. At the very least, you want to bring in Wilson from third. Here's the 0-2. Fastball up, didn't tempt him. Ball one.
10-4, good buddy. I agree.
See, Adam's looking for that solo tally. Carter Lowen lets it fly. Fouled away to the right side. I enjoy that we are hearing every reaction possible to every single foul ball. Cat is feeling it. Pitch on its way. Off the outside corner. Couldn't get him to chase the slider. And it's 2-2. Seems to my mind that Carter Lowen is pitching simply, right? Attacking with the fastball, high heat, or the slider to get him. There's a high fly ball out to right field for Kai Murphy. Trotting into his left, makes the catch, and a third base, the tag by Wilson. It comes in to score standing. Sack fly for Brendan Malone, and Lansing trails 10-4. Sousac State put at first base, one gone, last of the sixth inning.
Well, nothing super productive there in terms of flashiness, but you get the job done. That's what you need. Score that run from third. Now still a chance here to tack on more with dangerous hitters coming up in Colby Thomas and Danny Bautista Jr.
Here is Thomas. Homer in the first, ground out to shortstop in the fourth. Righty to righty. Strike called inside corner. Now at first base, you know as well as I do, Daniel Sousac is 5-for-5 in steals, and you never know when he'll go. We figure it's a 10-4 game. He's not going. He's held on by Martorella. Foul out of play to the right side. Strike two for Thomas. Keep in mind that another series is going to begin here at Jackson Field coming up in 2 days as the Great Lakes Loons roll into town. Only two more six-game home series remain after today. Here's the pitch. Fouled away once again, right side. Two strikes remains the count on Thomas.
Pretty wild to think. There's only four total series left to go in the season.
Yes, sir.
About a month left. That's it.
24 games. Low into Thomas. Tapper right of the mound. Second baseman Dale over. Picks it up. Goes to first. Gets the out. Sousac up to second. Two away. Last of the sixth for Danny Bautista Jr. Tuesday through Sunday as the pit crew, since the cleanup hitter Brendan Malone did drive in that run, chucks up the squeeze ball into the crowd. That goes along with having your Granger cleanup hitter come through. Catcher Bender visits the hill. Fort Wayne is action going in the bullpen up the left side. With a runner at second base, want to get those signs straight.
Kids are so easy to please sometimes. This is just hilarious to watch how excited they are for these squishy baseballs.
Easy to please, but for how long?
That's true. I don't know. Sometimes they're creative minds. They can be pleased for a while.
That's right.
Sometimes not, though. You're right.
Danny Bautista Jr. trying to drive in Sousac. The pitch. Outside, ball one from Lowen. As Adam said, 10-4. 10-4 the score. Bottom of the sixth, two outs. Runner at second, the deal. Outside again. Two balls and no strikes, and Bautista Jr. struck out and grounded out. And a frustrating series for Danny. The deal. That misses off the outside corner. Bautista Jr. 2-for-18 against Tin Caps pitching. Looking for that third hit. 3-0 is right in there. Difference in philosophy, right? Number one, it's a 10-4 game, so why swing 3-0? But you and I have not seen a lot of 3-0 swings from this Lansing squad all year. Time granted at home plate. And there are certain teams that are much more aggressive than others. Bautista Jr. is a very highly aggressive hitter, and he grounds this one off the mound, back of second base, grabbed by Dale. Swings to first, sidearm, side retired. Sousac stranded at second. Lansing does get a run, though. One hit, one error, one left. And going to the seventh inning, Adam retakes the call. It is the Tin Caps 10, the Locos 4.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Through 6 innings of the series finale here in Lansing between the Tin Caps and the Locos. And so far, it's the Tin Caps on their way to a series split. If this score holds, they're up 10-4. With number 4 coming to the plate, Jared Dale, the only man that didn't bat in that 8-batter, 3-run, 4-hit 6th inning. 14 hits today for the Tin Caps. He faces the lefty, Kumar Nambiar. First pitch home. Outside, ball 1. Jared Dale, 1-for-3 today. Base hit in the third, but then he got picked off. He grounded into a double play in the second and struck out. Pitch home. Breaking ball a little bit wide. 2 balls, no strikes. 14 runs, 17 hits, 3 errors. Pitch home. It's outside, 3 balls, no strikes. Out of action on the bases today for Fort Wayne. They have had a ton of success. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, strike 1. They have had base runners in every half inning outside of the 5th. John Beller worked a quick 5th inning there. The pitch. That's inside, ball 4. So make it 6 of 7 innings that Fort Wayne has had a base runner today. And again, it's really been a switch of what we've seen the last 3 days. It's reverted back to Tuesday afternoon's game where Fort Wayne scored 9 runs, and it was a similar situation. Lansing took the lead in that one. Lansing took the lead today. Since then, it's been Fort Wayne. Pitch. That's in there, strike 1 to Colton Bender. 10-4, Tin Caps. 6 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 3 in the 6th inning. Pitch home. Bouncing ball towards 3rd. Anales charges, throws to 2nd for 1. Back to 1st, Malone. It's picked by Bautista. Double play. They just keep turning them. Number 98 on the season. 5-4-3 around the horn. Twin killing. So that erases the walk from Jared Dale, and here comes Kai Murphy, the 9-hitter. And a chance for a 0 to be put back up there after that lengthy 3-run 6th. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here's the pitch. Drops in there a little bit low, ball 1. One oh. Tapper foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. Kumar Nambiar pitching to get that final out in the 6th inning and now trying to work his first complete inning here. One one. Shot up in the air, left field side. That one's out of play. Jesse, he's got family in town this week, correct? His
yes.
Dad is here, and you were telling me his grandma has come to watch him play for the first time?
That's right, since 2018, and from Toronto.
So first time here in Lansing. She is here, very cool. 1-2 pitch. That's down low. Susak tried to keep it in front, but it snuck through his legs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's always a special feeling for these players when they get friends or family that are able to come visit. Gives you that extra sense of comfort. Kumar Nambiar seen his parents come in a number of times. Pitch home. Up in the air, shallow left field. Back goes Angeles on the line, looking, and an over-the-head basket catch in the Fort Wayne bullpen. Well done by Arribio Angeles, and that'll get us through 6.5. We'll stretch it out. Lansing trailing Fort Wayne 10-4. All right, we're off to the bottom of the seventh. Lansing trailing 10-4. Adam Smith into the game. First pitch to TJ Schofield Sam. It's on the outside corner, strike one. Smith replacing Carter Lowen, who replaced Tyler Morgan as the bullpen day continues for the Tin Caps. Pitch home. Popped up, left side of the diamond. Foul territory. Dunn coming over from third. Now comes back in, and he makes the catch actually in fair territory behind the bag. Well, there's one out. All right, we'll get you the trivia answer here in the seventh inning. We asked you back in the fourth with, I mean, how perfectly timed is this? Arribio Angeles coming to the plate. Ready on ready, the pitch. That's in there, strike one. The question was, before Mr. Angeles had the grand slam on Thursday, who was the last Lugnut to hit one? The 0-1 pitch. That's popped up, foul behind home plate. It's no balls, two strikes. Anybody take a stab at this one today, Jesse? The drama builds.
No correct answers I'm seeing.
The 0-2 is inside.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 pitch. Reached on and popped out to shallow left center field. Not deep as Cedeno goes out, and he makes an over-to-the-shoulder grab right in front of a sliding Graham Pauly from left field. So two outs.
I appreciate that from Pauly. He's 6'1", 200 pounds, right? That's a big guy. And he has to not only stop his momentum, he has to make sure that he gives space for Cedeno. So he went into the full-on slide, and in the end, Cedeno made that look easy.
Yes,
he
did.
That could have been a collision.
Everybody avoiding one another and the catch made. So with two outs, here's Clark Elliott. There's the pitch home. That's on the inside corner. Strike one. Well, the correct answer was Cooper Bowman. He was the last to get a grand slam before Angeles' on Thursday. He's at South Bend last year in September. 0-1. Lifted out to left field. Backing up, Pauly this time will make the catch with two hands. Three quick flyouts, and that is going to do it for the seventh inning as 7, 8, and 9 go down in order. We will head to the eighth, where it's Fort Wayne 10, Lansing 4.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. My dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the eighth inning we go here in Lansing, Michigan. It is all Tin Caps today as they look to even this series. They're up 10-4. Kumar Nambiar out for his second inning of work. First time against the top of the card. Jacob Marcy, Nerwillian Cedeno, and Nathan Martorella. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Marcy spins back out of the way inside. Ball one.
Adam, you gave me a research project.
I did. I was hoping we could get to this in the seventh, but it was too quick of a half inning. Pitch home. This is fouled third base side up over the bulk or the dugout. One ball, one strike. When I asked the trivia question in the fourth, I mentioned we were going to try and see if we could find the last home grand slam because Cooper Bowman's was a road one. The pitch. And that is a little bit off. Two balls and a strike. So Angeles hit the Grand Slam Thursday. We asked you the last Lugnut Grand Slam. It was Bowman at South Bend last September. Pitch. That's too tall. So the last home Grand Slam.
May the 12th.
May the 12th be with you.
In 2022 against Dayton.
They're always against Dayton. 3-1. Jammed up on the hands. And that ball is foul.
See, I've got a bat here, too. What if I hit it?
We were ready.
Yes.
It just never gets here. And those are the ones you want because they're nice, soft pop-ups. They're not going to hurt your hands. You got a better chance to catch them. But the lower bowl collects that free baseball. And it's three balls, two strikes on Jacob Marcy. Pitch home. Outside ball four, and he has reached now for a fourth time. This guy is unreal. Jacob Marcy this week now with three walks. He's got 13 hits. He's driven in six. He has scored multiple runs and two more today. Just a really good player at the top of the order for Fort Wayne. Nerwillian Cedeno now steps in. Lefty on righty, pitch one. Up high outside, ball one. 10-4, Tin Caps, top eight.
This is my favorite time to see a player playing well. Look, April is cold, right? Then you've got the heat of summertime.
1-0. In there, strike one.
You've got things that you're working on throughout the year. But if you're playing well in August, you still have, 24 games to go in this year. This is when you can really take things to the next level. Your work is paying off.
1-1 pitch. That's inside. Two balls and a strike. Jesse, to that point, let me ask you this. Jacob Marcy, 22 years old, and spent last year in single A, and here he is up in high A. Question's as simple as this. What's he still doing here? 2-1 pitch. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. Is it that the Padres organization would like to keep him here to try and potentially capture a title and get into the playoffs in the second half? I mean, his numbers are absurd. 3-1 pitch. That's inside. Ball four. Is there a log jam potentially up at Double A, where there's not a spot for him? Very curious.
I mean, quite frankly, those are the two questions. The questions are, he's an outfielder, so what's the outfield situation like in San Antonio?
And it's a good problem to have. I mean, he's playing great. But he's been doing it all year, and I'm surprised that he is still a tin cap. Visit here from Don Schulze as he marches out to the mound. The entire infield will gather after two walks. Marcy and Cedeno, the top two in the order, have now walked a combined three times. Lansing has allowed five total walks today. And four of the five walks have come from the top three in the order, Marcy, Cedeno, and Martorella, who is getting set to come to the plate. The numbers for Marcy coming into today, batting .262 through 106 games. He scored 83 runs with 97 hits, and that includes 27 extra base hits, 14 doubles, 2 triples, and 11 home runs, 36 knocked in, and more walks, 83, than strikeouts, 76, with 41 swipes and 50 attempts. OBP best in the league at 409. Lefty on lefty, pitch one. Down low, ball one. The OPS is 809. The slugging is 400. To have a guy that steals at a consistent rate like he does, hits for pop, and plays as good a center field as he does, the question remains, what is he doing here? Pitches outside, two balls, no strikes.
I can tell you that the outfield right now for the AA San Antonio Missions, you've got Corey Howell, you have Daniel Johnson, Tirso Ornelas. By the way, that's a team that features a former Lugnut, catcher Michael De La Cruz.
2-0. Hit hard out to right field, backing up Thomas, and he is at the wall, jumps up, and he makes the catch. Tagging from second is Marcy. Colby Thomas just took away a home run. And he gets a big round of applause from the fans, the first out in this eighth inning. It's a 10-foot wall out there, and then it juts back too into the railing and then the berm out in right field, and he leaped up and caught that and brought it back.
It's not comfortable on your back. That hurts out there. That's not cushioned. The athleticism of Colby Thomas. We've seen the arm before, and this time going up. Have you seen Nathan Martorella's shoulders slump as he reached first base?
Just couldn't believe it.
Junior Perez came over for the handshake.
I mean, that's a great grab, and that keeps it a 10-4 game. If that thing gets out, it's 13-4. Not saying it's not already over, because it's obviously a long uphill climb here, six runs in two innings, but certainly that ball goes out, it's definitely over. And now a pitching change coming in after the Craig Conklin visit, but what a grab by Colby Thomas in right field. Jesse, we don't see many home runs get brought back over in right field, because again, there's a little ledge there that comes out from the railing, and if it hits that yellow line, it doesn't have to get over the railing, it just has to hit that yellow line. If it hits it, it's gone, and he jumped over that yellow line, reached back and made the catch to make sure it wasn't a home run.
When you consider, he homered in the first inning. So to hit a home run and then to rob a home run in the late innings, what a day. Trying to keep the Locos in this game.
Yes, indeed. He's had a special day. Right now, the Tin Caps have had an even more special one as they are up 10-4. Jack Owen is the new man that is in. The lefty, 6'1", 195-pound, 25-year-old from Aliso Viejo, California. Signed in 2021 after he was undrafted. watching the replay of that Colby Thomas home run, Rob, and yes, he leaped up and took that away from landing on the yellow padding. Great grab. First pitch. That's outside. Ball one to Grant Pauly. So, a couple of close plays. Colby Thomas takes one away just barely, and he barely had his home run go out. It was initially not ruled a home run. Pitch home. Popped up. That's foul. Back behind home plate. One and one. Colby Thomas hit it off the railing in left center over the 20-foot wall, and it was initially ruled in play as it bounded back down into left center field. But after the umpires got together, Craig Conklin went out there, called it a home run. 1-1 pitch. Line drive out over the second baseman. Malone into center field. Marcy trots in to score. It's 11-4 Fort Wayne on the RBI single from Graham Pauly. So two on with one out, and that brings up Lucas Dunn. It doesn't seem to matter who the Locos bring in today. Fort Wayne is having success against all of them. Garland, Beller, Nambiar, and now Owen. Pitch home. And that's inside, ball one. This is great. In the booth here, young baseball scoring is being taught to my right to Alon Goldberg-Strassler, who's sitting on Dad's lap right now. Pitch. That's in there, strike one. Alon is, if you could find a clone of his father at a younger age, you've got him right here. Big baseball fan. That pitch is in there, 1-2. So Alon is asking Dad about how he scores his scorecard right now. And Jesse's taking through all the colors that he uses to separate what happens. Pitch home. That's up high. Two balls, two strikes. That takes you back when you first learned the game of baseball and when you first learned how to score a baseball game. Pretty cool. 2-2 pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Back goes Elliott. He's at the track and circling right in front makes the catch. And he sends it back in. Over to third base goes Cedeno. On my scorecard, that goes F7 there. Jesse also F7. Two outs. That's what's so unique about baseball, too. You can score a game a ton of different ways. Everybody has their own style. And then you pass it on and someone else learns how. Here's Carlos Luis. The pitch home. That's shot foul. Strike one. Here 11-4. Fort Wayne leading. We're in the top of the eighth. Tin Caps now have 15 hits. And the Locos have just three. It's been a dominating performance on this Sunday afternoon. The pitch. That's cued. Foul. Spinning around. And finally stops. Daniel Susek just staring at the baseball, hoping that it would cue back fair. It was about 5 feet up the third baseline, and there's a wonderful trail now of the line of that baseball where it rolled probably 5 feet and then just spun around in a circle. And that is all portrayed down in the dirt to the left of the box. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner, called strike three. Nice job by Jack Owen. He comes in, does give up the RBI single, but then gets the flyout and his first strikeout of Carlos Luis. We head to the last of the eighth, 11-4, Fort Wayne leading.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, off to the eighth inning we go. Just two chances left here for the Nuts to try and get back even. And a long way to go. They're down 11-4 as Fort Wayne continues to tack on. They have played tremendous baseball today. Six runs for the Caps in the third, one in the fourth, three in the sixth, and then one here in the eighth. Now to the bottom of the eighth, Lansing comes back up to the top. Junior Perez, Jacob Wilson, and Daniel Susak. Adam Smith back out on the hill, righty on righty. First pitch. Slides in, strike one. Quiet day for Junior, 0-3. Three flyouts, one to center, one to short, one to right. The pitch home. That's inside, down low, one ball, one strike. Only takes one swing, Junior Perez. Can get the fans up in a hurry. Great pop, eight home runs this year. He's knocked in 36. The pitch home. Breaking ball. On the outside corner, strike two. Smith working from the stretch. Comes home. Sent up into the clouds, right side, and out of play. That one bounding back down. It hit off of the tall fencing that separates the ballpark concourse from the sidewalk. And came back down into the lower bowl. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, low. It's that same type of pitch that was lobbed in for a strike twice in that at bat. That time it missed. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That's up and inside, and Junior's worked a full count. Does Lansing have one half inning here where they can put together a big rally? It was the eighth inning yesterday where they scored seven. That would tie the game today. Pitch home. Cued back foul. Up off the rooftop of the suites and out of play. It was a 3-1 lead for Lansing in yesterday's game, and Fort Wayne had just scored a run in the top of the eighth, just like today. And then Lansing exploded for seven runs. Ended up winning the game 10-1. Their third straight victory after losing the first two in this series. A tight 3-2 loss on Tuesday and then a 9-5 loss on Wednesday. 7-4, 7-3, and then 10-1. The wins for Lansing. 3-2 pitch. Popped up. Foul, first base side. Four runs, three hits, two errors for Lansing. 11 runs, 15 hits, one error for Fort Wayne. 3-2 pitch. Up high, ball four. That's a good at-bat from Junior Perez. Got behind 1-2, laid off a couple of tough breaking balls, fouled a couple off. And Perez has drawn his first walk and just the third walk today for Lansing. Junior, that's his 36th free pass this year. And now that brings up Jacob Wilson, who's 1-3 today. Pitch home. Wilson sprays it foul, first base side. It's continued to heat up throughout the day. A beautiful afternoon for baseball as we're just past 3 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, up to 78 degrees. First pitch, we're sitting at 73 right after 1 o'clock. 0-1 pitch. On the ground, foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. Wilson taken sixth overall. The last Oakland Athletic drafted sixth overall. Austin Beck, former Lansing Lugnut. 0-2 pitch. Low and inside, 1-2. Wilson, 2-for-15 in this series. A couple of ground balls to third today, and then did have that base hit and scored Lansing's last run in the sixth. Righty on righty matchup here. The pitch, down low. Black Sox pulled up, and the white pants scrunched up over the knees for Wilson. High white ankle guard on that front left foot. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball over towards third, and that one is going to trickle through into left field. So first and second here in the top of the eighth, or the bottom of the eighth, rather. And Lansing has their first two aboard. That's one of those baseballs that just was hit in the exact spot it needed to be. Not a ton of power, but Dunn and Cedeno, it was perfectly hit right in between them on the left side of the infield. Now Lansing's got a little rally going here, down 11-4 in the eighth.
Wilson hit game from Mr. Wilson.
Yes. First one?
No. He had a three-hit game
on
in
the road.
Cedar Rapids, yes.
That's right. Did see that.
But trying to get things going here at home, which you and I both know, this park, when you get your bat going, this can be a great offensive ballpark. That's why Fort Wayne has to be wary.
Well, it's going to come for Jacob Wilson. Three hits now in this series. Here's Daniel Susak. First pitch. Slides in there. Strike one. Does Lansing have anything left in the tank today? It's been a generally quiet crowd in terms of what's happened on the field because it's been a dominating performance by Fort Wayne. Give them credit. 0-1 pitch. That's outside. 1-1. And the three-run shot, even in the first inning, though, it was a big swing that scored a couple of runs, but I think it would have been a bigger cheer if it was ruled a home run right away, which it wasn't. It was ruled in play, so a double for Thomas. They reviewed it. The pitch on the ground over towards short. Cedeno to his right, throws to second for one. Back to first in time. It's a double play. Susak and first base coach Baez turn back to Trevor Patience and give him words. They didn't think that that was the correct call at first, and now Craig Conklin is going to go join and talk to umpire Patience as well. Perez gets to third, but quickly there are two away.
Such a massive moment. Two runners on, nobody out, to a runner on and two outs. That's bang, bang at first base.
And a tough call for the Nuts. So that'll leave it up to Brendan Malone. 11-4, 10 caps in the bottom of the eighth. Ready on ready matchup here. First pitch, Malone takes it wide, ball one. So big cheer on the double, but probably a louder cheer if they would have known it was a home run. Now the umpires again got together, talked about it. They did make the call for a home run in that first inning. 1-0 pitch. Down low.
Delayed gratification.
Better than no gratification, right?
True.
Get it right. They did. Colby Thomas with the home run. He waits on deck here. Hitters count, 2-0. Three balls, no strikes. Thomas with a chance to potentially come up with two runners on again. Malone today is 0-for-1, a walk, sack fly, scored a run. Drove one in with that sacrifice fly in the sixth. That scored Jacob Wilson. Perez waits at third. 3-0 pitch. Taking, it's a fastball down the chute, strike one.
You won't see any very many middle fastballs, but that was it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's going to get that again. Maybe, though. Pitch home. He got one on the inside corner, knee high. Good location right there from Smith. It's 3-2.
A little late run on that one, too, to finish on the corner.
So a payoff pitch coming for the righty, Brand Malone. Open stance, waits, the righty throws. Outside ball four, and up comes Colby Thomas with runners at the corners. Third base runner in this eighth inning for Lansing.
This has been Colby Thomas's game. 3-run homer in the first inning to get Lansing going. That still has supplied only 75% of their runs. And then the fantastic home run robbing catch in the top half of this eighth. So he supplied the biggest offensive moment and the biggest defensive moment of the game so far for Lansing.
Before he comes up, visit to the mound. Carlos Chavez is out there. He's going to have a quick word with Adam Smith, knowing the capabilities that Colby has. 5 home runs now. Yes, as mentioned, took one away. He's having a great game and a big addition to Lansing, being promoted up from Stockton. Trying to come through again with Perez at third, Malone at first, and the Tin Caps up 11-4. Again, a reminder that the Lugnuts will be back home next week, Tuesday through Sunday, as they get set to take on the Great Lakes Loons. The final meeting today against the Tin Caps and the final meetings against the Loons coming next week. Pitch home. Fouled back. Strike one.
Just missed that pitch just off of it.
Got the pink and white batting gloves in. Does Colby Thomas, as he steps back in, open stance from the right side of the plate. Pitch home. Popped up behind home plate. And that heads back to the seats. No balls, 2 strikes. It's up on the roof. And the fans were hoping it'd come down. Went up above the seats, up onto the suite level roof, and climbed over. No rollback this time. 0-2 pitch. Check swing, he ran around on the slider in the dirt. It's picked up by Bender. He tags him out, and that's going to do it. So, a good day for Colby Thomas, but that time unable to produce. Good pitch by Smith. And Lansing walks twice, gets a base hit, but they get no runs. They leave 2 stranded. We're off to the last inning of the ninth. And Lansing trailing 11-4. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with the play-by-play right after this.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Into the ninth inning. For the Lansing Locos, game number 107 of the year on Michigan Avenue in Michigan State Capitol, just a couple of blocks away from the Capitol building itself. Down 11-4 to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The right-hander Charles Hall lets it fly. Now the first offering called a strike across the outside corner. Hall replaces Jack Owen, who relieved Kumar Nambiar, who came in for John Beller, who succeeded Jake Garland on the map. Adam, I was quickly trying to figure out, is there another way that I can put this?
Succeeded, yes,
yeah.
That works.
Okay. Adam approval. Garland, 4 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. John Beller, 1 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Hall throws off the outside corner to Jared Dale. 1 ball, 1 strike. Kumar Nambiar, 1 2/3 innings. No hits, 1 run. He walked 3. And then Jacko in the last 2/3, 1 hit, 1 strikeout. Now Charles Hall out of Tusculum. Lets it fly up high. Well, that pitch just did not come down. He did not get on top of it. So the 5th Lansing pitcher of the game. Hall makes his eighth appearance, a 3.48 ERA. Fires the 2-1 to Jared Dale. Strike two called, count is even. Hall through 10 and one-third innings, 16 strikeouts, but 10 walks. When he's gone wrong, it's been his command. A 2-2, up high again, 3 balls, 2 strikes. As you've seen, or perhaps as you've heard, when he's missed, it has not been close. 3-2 on Jared Dale with Colton Bender on deck and then Kai Murphy in the hole. 7-8-9 batters, a payoff. Line drive base hit down the left side. Clark Elliott into the corner to track it down. It gets away from him. Dale's around to second base. He's content to stop right there. Took a difficult carom on Clark Elliott, but in the end, simply a leadoff double for Jared Dale. It's his second base hit of the game. It's his third time aboard today. Fort Wayne has its 16th hit. I bring up Colton Bender. Bender is 1-for-4. A single, 2 runs scored out of the 8th slot. Starting catcher. Righty throws to righty. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Fastball up. Looks like that fastball from Hall has a bit of cutting action on it. 11-4, the Tin Caps lead, looking for more. Hall lets it fly. A ground ball on the left side, and that gets through for a base hit. Now, Dale went back at the last second towards second base. He motors up 90 feet up to third on the single by Bender. 17 hits today. First and third for Fort Wayne. Nobody out for Kai Murphy. After the Tin Caps wrap things up today, back home for a 6-game series against Dayton starting Tuesday. It's going to be very interesting. Hall throws, fouled off at home plate, strike one. And Dayton is one of the teams battling the Tin Caps for the East Division lead. Right now, the Dayton Dragons are trailing 3-0 in Wisconsin in the bottom of the 6th inning. The pitch is low from Hall. 1-1 on Murphy. 3 runs in the bottom of the 1st inning, and that is all in the game. Wisconsin on top of Dayton. I know that the Dayton Dragons have been scoreboard watching. The pitch, off the outside corner with the hook. 2-1. So leadoff double by Dale to left, followed by the Bender single to left. Bender at first, Dale at third. Nobody out. Leadoff hitting Jacob Marcy on deck. Time granted to the batter. If Dayton were to lose to Wisconsin, and Fort Wayne were to win, right now the Tin Caps are leading 11-4, and Dayton is trailing, those two teams would be tied. And then we have to talk about West Michigan, which came into play today a half game back of Dayton. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air and foul off the left side over the Fort Wayne dugout and into the crowd. The West Michigan Whitecaps a half game back of Dayton. So if Dayton loses, West Michigan right now leading Great Lakes 3-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning. They would hop over Dayton, and they would have a half game lead over Fort Wayne and the Dragons for first in the East Division. Hall's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Murphy becomes Hall's first strikeout victim. And there's one away in the top of the 9th. Top of the order, and Jacob Marcy now. Adam and I have used the word spoiler to refer to the Lansing Locos. The upcoming schedule, first Great Lakes next week, and then at Dayton, back home against West Michigan, then at Lake County. Hall throws, fouled away left side, strike one for Marcy.
Marcy, we can call the menace. That's what he's been in this series.
It is fascinating to me how you've turned on him, your fellow Chippewa.
I told him on Wednesday. Thursday. Can do well the rest of the series, season, not the series.
Foul off into the screen after this game concludes. Adam Jaxa will return to becoming president of the Jacob Marcy Fan Club.
Oh, I'm already the president. I'm curious to follow when he makes the move up.
You've got competition. Jordan Bischel and a lot of other folks are big-time competition. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hall.
That's big time right there. That guy doesn't strike out very much. He's had a great series, great day. Charles Hall, after giving up two hits, comes right back with two Ks, a chance to get out of this frame unscathed.
Hall throws to Norwillian Cedeno. Outside, ball one. When Hall was acing things for Lansing in 2021, it was his curve. That was his best pitch. And he was named the 2021 High A Central right-handed reliever of the year. Hall's 1-0. Cedeno swings, grounds foul, right side. I think, Adam, it's his cutter right now that is looking really good to me.
Yeah, two out pitches are the cutter. More importantly, his curveball in 2021 got him named Captain Hook.
That's right.
That's what I'm sure he remembers most.
And his mom.
Yeah, exactly. Whole family remembers we named him Captain Hook.
Cedeno has reached three times, two walks and an RBI single. Fort Wayne, by the way, the rest of their schedule, home to Dayton, at Great Lakes. They host the South Bend Cubs east-west, and then they finish the season at Dayton. Cedeno takes a ball outside. That could be a fascinating six-game set at Day Air Ballpark, September 5th through the 10th, Fort Wayne and Dayton.
We were talking with John Nolan, the voice of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. They haven't made the playoffs since 2017.
A bouncing ball hit down toward first. Batista Jr. grabs, one step to his left to step on the bag. Side retired. A double and a single started things, and then Charles Hall sets down the next three to strand runners at the corners. 11-4 Fort Wayne, three outs away from the win at a series split in Lansing.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
The wicked right-hander Keegan Collette has checked in. The men with the nasty curve. For the bottom of the ninth inning, Tin Caps 11, Locos 4. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Warm-up pitches concluded. And let's raise the curtain on the bottom of the ninth. 11 runs, 17 hits for the Tin Caps. We have a sky above us that could have been painted. It is perfect with the cumulus clouds. Kids will run the bases after the game, but what will this bottom of the ninth inning hold? Batista, Schofield, San Angeles, righty to righty. Danny Batista Jr. swings away first pitch, pops it into shallow right. In comes Murphy, out goes Dale. Kai Murphy on for the catch. One pitch and one out for Collette. A brief tour around the Oakland Athletics organization. Right now at the Major League level, the A's are playing in Washington, D.C. At a double apiece for Lawrence Butler and Tyler Soderstrom. Zach Geloff is homered twice. He's 3-for-3. Two big flies. A's are leading 5-1 over the Nats.
That guy.
New Oakland. Ball one low to TJ Schofield Sam.
He is having a heck of a debut up there.
I mean, he's playing in D.C. He's from Delaware. He attended UVA. He's probably got a ton of folks there. The pitch, low, two balls, no strikes, to Schofield Sam. AAA Las Vegas will play later on today. Spencer Watkin gets the ball. I wanted to tell you about AA Midlands. Righty throws to lefty. Collette deals. High fly ball out to right field. Back goes Kai Murphy. He's at the wall. It is gone. TJ Schofield Sam over the 23-foot tall wall into the lineup of kids waiting to run the bases. Lansing trails 11-5. He's running the bases now. TJ Schofield Sam, his second homer of the series, his third as a Lansing Loco.
Well, there you go. The home runs just keep on coming for this team this week. One of the rare solo shots.
Ball one to Aribiel Angeles. For Keegan Collette, fourth home run served up. One out, nobody on. Now down by six. Anales is 0-for-3, righty to righty. Line drive, left center field, base hit. Graham Pauly cuts it off, gets it in. Anales has the single. Good contact against Collette. Bring up Clark Elliott. Adam in AA Midland. Rockouts taking on the Arkansas Travs, the Travelers. Jack Cushing, 5 innings, 1 run. He struck out 5. Drew Swift, a triple. He's knocked in 3 runs. Lázaro Montero's, another double, a walk. He's doing great things. Righty deals to lefty. Elliott takes ball one down and away. But I wanted to tell you about Max Muncy, who is already 2-for-3 today. So here's the key for Max. He opened 10-for-52 as a member of the Midland Rockhounds. And then things took a turn to start up August. The pitch, high. Max Muncy is hitting .419 in 11 games in August. .419, 18-for-43. He has been marvelous. 21-year-old. Just checking into the system. Elliott swings, chops it right side, through, base hit. Aribiel Anales around second. He's gone for third. The throw in from Murphy to second baseman Dale. Back-to-back singles, and they're runners at the corners. Top of the order time, and Junior Perez. Pitching coach Carlos Chavez is at to settle down Keegan Collette. Collette coming into today at a 5.03 ERA, but increasingly they've turned to him at the end of games. 34 innings worked entering play today, 57 strikeouts. Not a typo. 57 strikeouts in 34 innings. League batting just .220 against him. But after Danny Bautista Jr. flied out on the first pitch he saw, Schofield Sam homered to right. Anale a single to left. Now Elliott singles to right. And here comes Junior Perez. So the spark of life at the very end of this one. A 3-run homer in the first inning for Colby Thomas gave the Locos the early lead. And then Fort Wayne scored 10 unanswered. They're up 11-5. Called strike one to Junior Perez.
I'll be waiting for that Max Muncy-esque turnaround for Tyler Soderstrom, who just got to the big leagues, ready for him to take off and show fans how good he is.
Righty to righty. Perez taps it foul. Feel like for Tyler right now at the major league level, it's akin to his April in Lansing last year.
Yep. Now, he did have a hit today, just scored, actually, and Oakland's up 7-1. They're batting him ninth today as the catcher, but fans are going to be wowed when he starts to heat up.
Collette deals. Tapped foul to the right side. No balls, two strikes on Perez. 0-for-3 with a walk today. We are currently 2 hours and 40 minutes into this game. Anales at third, Elliott at first. One down. Here's the pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Perez was ready to call himself out. He was heading back to the dugout before the call by Jack Wasson. First strikeout for Collette. Lansing is down to its final out this afternoon. Well, Well, I'm glad to see Jacob Wilson get another crack at things. After ground outs to third base in the first and the third inning, he has singles in back-to-back at-bats. Runner moves from first, the pitch is low. Defensive indifference sends Elliott down to second base. And now a base hit by Wilson. Advancing would be within four runs. Two outs last of the ninth, trailing 11-5, righty to righty. A ball went offering. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Cedeno, diving stop. Pops up, looks around, he's got no play. Elliott's gonna try to score. One hop throw in, tagged out at the plate, and this game is over. Anales comes in on the Wilson RBI infield single, but then Clark Elliott thrown out, tried to come in as well, and Erwillian Cedeno was wise to that. Lansing falls 11-6 to Fort Wayne, series split.
Yeah, just not the best performance today by Lansing, and that final play there kind of sums up what happened. I mean, just not what you want there. You're down by five runs. You don't want to run into the final out and end your chance, and he risked it, and he was out by a good 3-4 steps. So tough way to end there. Good to see Jacob Wilson get his third hit. But Lansing just not as sharp today, and they're playing a good team here in Fort Wayne, and the Tin Caps made them pay, and we got a series split.
Two runs on four hits in the bottom of the ninth inning. One runner left. Overall in the game, 11 runs, 17 hits, one error. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps stranded nine runners on the bases. Adam, you remember you had said, hitting with runners in scoring position the last three games, Lansing had gone 10 for 28.
I do.
Fort Wayne today was 10 for 25.
That's ridiculous. Again, we talked about it. They emptied their frustration over the last three games. Come in here, been playing good ball, and Lansing had taken three of them from three in a row from them, and not the case today. Fort Wayne gets the split, and this was a good series, but I feel like Lansing, they had a chance here, especially after losing a one-run game on Tuesday and leading on Wednesday before that one ended in Fort Wayne's fortune as well.
Well, Lansing's record falls to 17-25, 48-59 overall for the year. This six-game series halved. And so Fort Wayne ends up winning the season series, taking 7 of the 12 meetings. For the Tin Caps, they now improve to 23-19, 55-53 overall. They are scoreboard watching, you can imagine. Waiting on the attendance, the time of the game, and all of those factors. But as we look back upon the box score, first for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps today, a three-hit game for Lucas Dunn, a three-hit game for Jacob Marcy as well. Marcy terrorized Lansing pitchers throughout this series. He scored three runs. Here we go. Winning pitcher Carter Lowen. There was no save in the game. The losing pitcher, the Lansing starter Jake Garland. And it was played in 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,448, one of the larger Sundays of the year.
Well, we just had great crowds all week. I mean, I know we're beating a continuous drum here, but the Lansing fans have come out in full force all year long, and it really started in June, right before we got to that July 4th mark, and they went on that two-week away stretch and came back for the 4th. And, you know, we had that big crowd of up over 11,000 people, and it's just continued on. Great to see the fans supporting Lansing and supporting all the different promotions. This is a Copa weekend, so support the Latino night last night, and then they did it again today playing as the Locos, and there was Superhero Night on Friday. So give credit to the front office as well, putting on unique things going on around the game as well to draw fan interest, and it's been fun to watch.
Down on the field, Haley from Channel 6 is interviewing Jacob Wilson. Three-hit game for Jacob. Singles in each of his final three plate appearances. Three of the Lansing eight base hits this afternoon.
Yeah, he played well, and he's really struggled this week at home, as we mentioned. Not his best, and he's going to get better. He's going to get more comfortable as he gets adjusted and going to be a big proponent of this offense that's already really good, but great to see him get on base a few times today.
Now Fort Wayne heads back home. Tin Caps and Dragons from the Summit City. Lansing takes a break and then is right back in action. Tuesday, Great Lakes Loons in town for another six-game home series.
Yeah, they played them tough this year. They split them the last time they were here. They obviously won the series out in Great Lakes to open the season, and the Loons aren't as hot as what they were in the first half. So Again, it'll be an opportunity for Lansing to potentially get some wins back, but we'll see what happens. Excited to be back home on Tuesday.
Let's wrap this up with this question. Colby Thomas's catch against Nathan Martorella, defensive player of the year for Lansing?
I think it's certainly up there. I'm trying to think right now all of the great defensive plays because there's been a number of them. I mean, shoot, even you could go to that great double play that we saw too. That was a really good play. But, yeah, that Colby Thomas home run, the difficulty of it, and the fact that you just really can't bring balls back from that ledge up there, it's so difficult. That was a tremendous play.
Lansing falls to Fort Wayne this Sunday afternoon, 11-6. We wish you a terrific rest of the weekend. We'll be back in touch on Tuesday. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow, tune into Extra Innings, Channel 10 WILX. It's our digital feature that we do every single Monday. Adam, me, Taylor Gattoni, we expect will rejoin us from Lollapalooza.
We'll see how she's doing.
We'll see. We'll see. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We thank you so much for tuning in, keeping us company. We wish you well. The final score, 11-6, Fort Wayne over the Lansing Locos. Take care, and vamos locos from Michigan State Capitol.